Again, partly cloudy, just a slight chance of a pop-up shower in the afternoon with a high in the mid-90s. And the heat index tomorrow, again, over 100 degrees. So take it easy if you're outside today. Also, the air quality will be poor today, so please limit your outdoor activities if at all possible. We are recording 75 degrees here at the studios of WGNU. WGNU News Time is 6:11. Stay tuned. We have the Morning Wake-Up Call, the Wednesday edition with Liz Brown, and that's coming up in just a moment or two here on WGNU.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, World of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loved the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube rides, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
The hallmark of any successful business is growth, and the lack of it is the main reason why small businesses fail. That's why you can't afford not to advertise, because getting the word out about your business brings you new customers. And there's no more effective and affordable means of reaching those new customers than with WGNU Radio. Call our sales manager, Brian Kay, during regular business hours at 314-454-6660. He'll be glad to show you how WGNU can help your business grow and succeed.
The Webster University film series presents Los Olvidados, an unflinching look at life in a Mexican barrio at the Winifred Moore Auditorium, 470 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. The movie will be shown from Friday, July 22nd to Sunday, July 24th at 8 p.m. each night. Admission is $4 to $6 per person. For more information, go to www.webster.edu or call 314-968-7487. Something for movie buffs from WGNU.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers from the sun. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers from the sun. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Revolution!
proud to say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll free long distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up, get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. And don't forget, check out the website, check out the column, give me some of your comments from the column. The website launch is August 1st. Got the blog, gonna have a little local flavor in the blog, going to have national flavor and emphasis in the blog. Some of the local stuff that we can't or we don't get a chance to get to on the air. Oh, you're going to find it in the blog. So, oh, there's just so much stuff to talk about. So much. I've got something really fun coming out about the man-child governor that we have. So stay tuned for that on August 1st when there is the official launching of the wake-up call or LizBrown.com. So that's August 1st. Put it on your calendar. Also, I want y'all to start preparing for, start thinking about the blanket drive. It's not, I wanted to bring this up on the hottest day of the year to start thinking about the blanket drive that is coming at you. Before you know it, it's going to be time for our second annual blanket drive, wake-up call blanket drive. So start thinking about that. Start thinking about the blanket drive. We've got the St. Louis Public Schools Watch coming up this morning. Got some fun stuff to talk about, as always, there. But I think Boy George has been a little crafty on the Supreme Court nomination. You need to understand or to embrace or to at least acknowledge some of the calculations that have gone into the decision of a 50-year-old man by the name of John G. Roberts, Jr. He didn't. George W. Bush, as usual, ignored what his wife said because she said she wanted a woman. No. I don't roll like that. The Hispanic community said, well, we want a Hispanic. He said, no. It's no. You know, the privileged white male has suffered enough, and we have to make certain that he is well represented on the court. So, a white male it is, a 50-year-old white male, which could mean 30 years worth of time on the bench. Could mean 40 years. Could mean 30. And what is interesting is that the people that has, Dick Durbin voted against him. I think it was Dick Durbin. Voted against him. He said no. He said no. But they've said that they're going to hold back and decide what they're going to do. What is interesting is the calculation that went into this decision. I think that instinctively, he wanted to go with somebody. I'm not sure. Let me take that back. Because I've always had this theory that would it be advantageous for the Republican Conservative Party for Roe versus Wade to be overturned? Because that is their biggest drum banger. That's their biggest money drawer. That's their biggest motivating factor. I wonder if it's to their advantage to have it overturned. Because that is their biggest recruitment tool. The fact that Roe versus Wade exists. And once it's overturned, you know, a lot of folks drop out of the fight. We won, we won, we're going home now. There will be those that stand to guard the fort. But most of the troops will go home after the war is won. So how do you fire people up about those awful liberals? Sure, you can say they're coming back to get it, they're coming back to get it. But again, once the war has been won, most of the troops go home to their families, leaving some to guard the gate. Now, it is true that this man, John G. Roberts, is a conservative. But what's so interesting about the dynamics and the decision-making and the discussion of John G. Roberts is something that didn't exist the last time we had a Supreme Court nominee. We have blogs out there. And we have an internet that is a lot more powerful and influential than it was the last time we had a nominee. So there are bloggers that didn't go to bed last night looking, digging, searching for those pictures, looking, digging, searching for those words, looking, digging, searching for something to bring up about this man. And if this fight, and George W. Bush is hoping, again, he's made a calculated decision, he is hoping that this man knocks the discussion of the firing of Karl Rove and Scooter Libby. Scooter. Fuck, Rove man goes by Scooter. Scooter Libby, off the front pages. Oh, and as to William Rehnquist, He said, you know what? I'm tired of y'all trying to tell me that it's time for me to retire. Chief Justice Rehnquist has said, and I quote, you'll read about my retirement when you read my obituary, okay? That's when it's done. That's when I quit this job. You'll pry my gavel out of my cold, dead hands, okay? So y'all need to get up from in front of my house. Quit looking for me to issue some notice about my retirement. When you read my obituary, that's my retirement notice. Period. Die. Next question. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And it's not just Boy George. Is it logical? Is it consistent? Is it linear to draw the conclusion that Karl Rove is corrupt, therefore George Bush is corrupt. Scooter Libby is corrupt, therefore Dick Cheney is corrupt. Arnold Schwarzenegger is corrupt, therefore the Republican Party is corrupt. I mean, is it linear? Is it consistent? Is it, has the word corruption been so corrupted that we no longer feel or see true corruption when it occurs? Has the word corruption been so overused, misused, misapplied, corrupted, that we can't feel real corruption? People were told day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, second after second, that corruption is a man having an affair with a woman other than his wife. That's what real political corruption is. No, it's not. Real political corruption is the corruption that impacts on your life and my life. People don't even know what real corruption is anymore. You know, I long for the days when corruption meant just people, when corruption was understood to be real corruption. Arnold Schwarzenegger took money as a spokesperson for $8 million worth of money as a spokesperson for vitamins, mineral supplements, athletic supplements. And then he vetoed. He didn't oppose. He didn't say, you know, I don't want this. He didn't advocate that it wasn't passed. He took his gubernatorial pen and struck it down. A law that would have made it more difficult for the people that he's now hawking for, pimping for, pushing for, lining his pockets. So, can anybody say what corruption is? Isn't that corrupt? And Arnold Schwarzenegger's defense of himself, no, Arnold Schwarzenegger's people's defense of their boy is, Arnold makes more than $8 million on most stuff that he gets. This ain't corruption. They're saying that it takes a lot more than $8 million to corrupt Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's their defense. That's, when you break it down, when you look at it, when you analyze it, that's what they're saying.
He's a big man. It takes much more to corrupt him. His appetite is so much bigger than the average Joe.
And then you have things from some folks' fearless leader telling, again, what is corruption? Arnold Schwarzenegger's people says $8 million is not enough to corrupt him. And with regard to the leak, here's what George W. Bush says.
And people shouldn't, jump to conclusions in the press until the investigation is over. And once the investigation is over, I'll deal with it.
Huh? Huh? This person, Valerie Plame, has been outed. Your boy outed her. Another one of Cheney's boy outed her as well. And now you're saying, I'm going to wait. You already said it. If someone's involved in the leak, they're going to be fired. And this from the man who said, we can preemptively strike a country, drop bombs on them when they haven't done anything. Now you want to wait? Now you want to wait? 1,400 lives later, now you want to put brakes on?
You know, I appreciate you bringing that up. My answer really hadn't changed. From 24 hours ago, it's the same answer.
Now you want to wait. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. Hell today, I'm late for work again. Even if I'm there, they'll all imply that I might not last today. And then you call me, and it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Good morning. It's 6:32 here at WGNU, and let's take a look at traffic. Traffic on the half hour brought to you by Fazoli's. Kingbridge traffic is on the move at this hour. The northbound Route 3 ramp to westbound 5570 was reopened yesterday following a long period of maintenance work, and traffic is moving well approaching the bridge. Westbound 255 at Illinois 157 construction is varying, is causing lanes to various lanes to change, and they're replacing expansion joints over the Prairie Dumont diversion channel. Two lanes will remain open at all times. Northbound 270 between Sappington and Highway 100, traffic is on the go at this hour. Eastbound 4064 between Boone's Crossing and 270, traffic is on the go there. Northbound 55 between Highway 141 and Weber, there's no problems to report. Eastbound 70 between Highway 94 and the Blanchet Bridge, construction has the two left lanes open for traffic, so it's slow going along 94. And eastbound 44 between Viaduct Pacific and Allenton Six Flags, the right lane is blocked. Crews are loading a tractor trailer that was involved in an earlier crash. Traffic is slow, but it's getting by. Fazoli's is 15, and to celebrate, you get 15-cent kids meal, Freezy, or chocolate chunk cookies when you build your own pasta or get a cheese or pepperoni My Pizza. That's all for a limited time only at Fazoli's. The forecast for the WGNU listening area calls for it to be hot and humid today with partly cloudy skies, but the heat index is going to be well over 100 degrees, so take it easy if you're outside today. And don't forget, we have a red air quality day today. Stay indoors if at all possible, especially if you have breathing problems. The WGNU temperature reading right now is 75 degrees. It's 6:33, and we'll be getting back to more of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown in just a moment.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy.
So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Your computer can bring you the gospel voice of choice every weekend online at WGNU.net.
Holding back the
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. Tony.
You know, Liz, they would actually need one more justice to overturn Roe because apparently Anthony M. Kennedy will not vote to overturn it. They would, this guy would give them four votes, but they would need probably Stevens to go and appoint a real right-wing appointment. But just like everything in this administration, this man is one of the most mediocre presidents in U.S. history, and that's why he appoints mediocrity. It is beyond this man's ability to be inspiring or to reach out to the whole country. He is the Republican Party's president. He is not the Democrat or the Independent's president, and that's the tragedy of this very, very bad administration. Thank you very much, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I can't let this go. This man, this administration, are doing things that are profoundly corrupt, are breathtakingly corrupt, are inescapably corrupt, and yet they party on. They party on. The response to Arnold Schwarzenegger, now there's a complaint that's going to be filed with the state watchdog agency. The complaint will be filed with Fair Political Practices Commission. And the complaint is that Arnold Schwarzenegger's multi-million dollar agreement with the publishers was barred under state laws to keep public officials from getting excessive gifts or using their position for personal gain. We think the actions are pretty outrageous, says and one particular attorney. He lined his pockets and he vetoed legislation that directly affects those people giving him money. And we think that that violates several pretty clear provisions in the Political Reform Act. At the same time, Assembly Speaker said that he is Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunes says that he is discussing with state lawyers the possibility of holding legislative hearings into his contract, Schwarzenegger's contract, with the Florida-based American Media Company. I think you need to look into Jebediah Bush's connection with this. Now, here is the response from Arnold Schwarzenegger's spokesperson. There's no need for a hearing. The issue is moot. Because, Arnold Schwarzenegger canceled the deal on Friday. There's no legal conflict of interest. There was before he canceled the contract. He just got caught. It's like you run, if you ran into a store, grabbed a whole bunch of candy, put it in your pockets, you come out of the store, you see the cops standing there, you empty your pockets on the ground and say, "What crime? I don't have the stuff anymore." That's what you're saying. What crime? I'm not holding it anymore. The contract guaranteed Schwarzenegger a minimum of $1 million a year over 5 years based upon a percentage of advertising to 7 magazines. They reached the agreement on November 15th, 2003, 2 days before he was sworn in as governor. The contract began in January 2004. Help me with this because I'm not always consistent on things. But February follows January, right? March follows February, June, then July. Arnold Schwarzenegger for January, February, March, April, May, June. For 6 months? Dang near 7 months? Had this contract, and he didn't disclose the contract. He didn't disclose the money that he's making. He only so I let me amend my example. It's like a kid that goes in the candy store, stuffs his pockets with as much $1 million worth of candy, comes out, walks down the street eating the candy for 5 blocks. Then somebody says, "You stole that candy." It is at that point that he dumps his pockets and says, "No crime has been committed because candy's not in my pocket anymore." Now, the sugar and stuff is all over his face, all over his hands, all up inside of his pocket, left from all the candy he had in his pocket. But the baby's defense is, now, and I've been a criminal defense attorney. I've tried a lot of cases. I've tried cases, and any client of mine who came to me with that defense would be told, "Not on my watch. I am not walking into court to say that with a straight face to anybody. I dropped the candy after the cop told me I had stolen it." And any juror sitting on a jury would laugh your behind straight behind bars. They wouldn't even go to the jury room to deliberate. They'd vote in the box and say, "Guilty as charged. Shame on you for bringing that mess in front of me." You're on a wake-up call. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I think the appointment of John Roberts as Supreme Court Justice by President Bush was a sound appointment, even though he's conservative. I'm a Catholic, he's a Catholic, and, I just hope that everything works out okay.
You sound like a lot of the pitiful Democrats up there in Washington, D.C. We'll just hope it all works out. Let's just hope it works out.
Republican President Bush is, and so he has the right to appoint.
Well, baby, you know what? I'm just going to sit back and let you defend George W. Bush all you want to. Go right ahead.
Well, he's a Republican, and he should be able to appoint the conservative judges.
Tell it. Go ahead.
Those are the people that, re-elected him, the moral majority. I don't think it,
that's right.
You tell if it. A Democrat, as I am, was in, then I'm,
as a Democrat that nobody would know, but go ahead, tell it.
Well, if it's a Democrat, then they probably would elect someone that's moderate or liberal.
That's right. You tell it. You Democrat, you. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. We've got much to talk about. Stay with me. Oh. Luther, miss ya. I'll be back. He's dancing with his daddy now.
Dance with him. I play a song that would never, never end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he is not immediately concerned about remarks from a Chinese general warning that the use of nuclear weapons is possible if the U.S. sticks its military nose in the Taiwan question. General Zhu Shenghu made the warning last week at a briefing, saying if the Americans draw their missiles and position-guided ammunition on the target zone on China's territory, we will have to respond with nuclear weapons. Rumsfeld expects the Pentagon to release a report to Congress this week detailing a military buildup by China that could upset the balance of power in that region. But he also says China knows that any military conflict is not in the best interests of their long-term goals either. And Dateline Port-au-Prince. The body of a popular Haitian journalist who was kidnapped earlier this month has been found in the capital city. Jacques Rocher's mutilated body was discovered last Friday. He'd been shot numerous times and was handcuffed. His abductors had demanded $250,000 ransom. Rocher was the arts and culture editor of a private daily paper and also hosted a popular TV show. Some 500 people have been kidnapped throughout Haiti since March of this year, and Rocher is the third journalist to die this year. At this time, his execution does not appear to be related to his work, but all journalists have limited how much they move around because of the widespread lawlessness throughout Haiti. The unrest has brought concerns about whether or not elections will be able to go ahead later this year. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Are you looking to get your transmission fixed? Well, take it on over to Roy's Transmission, where you get great quality, great price, and great service. Some transmission shops will tell you you have to tear your transmission down to fix it. No, you don't. Take it on over to Roy's, and he will hook your transmission up, run a diagnostic on it, and tell you what's wrong with it and how much it will cost to fix it. Roy's Transmission, 5524 Riverview. That's 5524 Riverview. Or give him a call at 383-2019. 383-2019. Roy's Transmission.
Ever start a project by yourself only to find you needed someone to help you? Fact is, when you link your resources with those of others, more gets done faster and benefits more people. Since 1994, Hope for the Nations has helped thousands of children in 20 countries in Europe, Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Hope for the Nations links people and resources in the U.S. and Canada to help homeless children become tomorrow's leaders, productive leaders who help their communities become self-sufficient, and help even more people. Learn more about Hope for the Nations. Find out how you can link your resources and help children throughout the world. Visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's www.hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994. This is one project that needs your help.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
I'm a computer science graduate. Before the war, I was working in an Iraqi database / software company located in Baghdad as a programmer and network administrator. Yes, yes, a geek. Every day I would climb 3 flights of stairs, enter the little office I shared with 1 female colleague and 2 males, start up my PC, and spend hours staring at little numbers and letters rolling across the screen. It was tedious, it was backbreaking, it was geeky, and it was wonderful. I came and went to work on my own. At 8 a.m., I'd walk in lugging a backpack filled with enough CDs, floppies, notebooks, chewed-on pens, paper clips, and screwdrivers to make Bill Gates proud. What I'm trying to say is that no matter what anyone heard, females in Iraq were a lot better off than females in other parts of the Arab world. In some parts of the Western world, we had equal salaries. We were doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers, professors, architects, programmers, and more.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem.
Welcome back. I just gotta look at the. My mother, my father always said, if you sleep with dogs, you wake up with fleas. You are judged by the company that you keep. You are evaluated. If you run around with liars and cheats, the conclusion, rightly or wrongly, will be drawn that you are a liar and a thief, or at least tolerant. And the sleep with dogs, wake up with fleas means that you are touched by those that you hang out with. You may not wake up a dog, but you wake up with some of the stuff the dog carries around with him. Republican Tom Tancredo said, refused to apologize for suggesting that the United States could target Muslim holy sites if radical Islamic terrorists set off multiple nuclear attacks on the United States citizens. We should not shy away from saying things that we need to say. And you know what the scarier part about this is? These are the words that came out of his mouth as he puts his big fat toe, dips his big fat toe in the presidential waters of the 2008 election. He's saying these things in hopes to get elected to be president of the United States. What kind of temperament does a man have that says we will target Mecca? We'll target Mecca. And his comments are particularly timely after the guest that we had on, Bob Pape, yesterday. Bob Pape, who has met with Congress. Bob Pape, who has done something that nobody else has done. He's taken these suicide bombers, and looked at them and said, you know what, it's not about religion. If you look at who's doing the bombing, these are not mostly religious people. These are people that are angry about the occupation of their country by people with guns and bombs and military authority. That's what they're angry about. A spokesperson for Nancy Pelosi called his remarks irresponsible. She said, they do nothing to advance our national security and protect American from terrorists. The Council on American Islamic Relations, and it calls itself the largest Islamic civil rights group in the United States, demanded an apology. And here's what, and I just want you to feel exactly what this representative said. What should the United States do if terrorists were to strike several United States citizens with nuclear weapons? Well, If it happens in the United States, and we determine that it's the result of extremist fundamentalist Muslims, you know, we could take out their holy sites. You're talking about bombing Mecca. Yeah. They called his responses irresponsible, inflammatory, and unworthy of an elected official. These kinds of comments just serve to fuel the negative perceptions of the United States in the Muslim world, and they create a downward spiral of hostility. He rejected the idea of apologizing. He rejected the idea of apologizing. He said, no, I see. As he traveled to Iowa to flesh out, to test out his presidential bid, he said, no, I ain't apologizing this. I'm the temperament, type of temperamental guy that you need as a president of the United States. And at each stop, he talked briefly about what he sees as a clash of civilization and a war against radical Islam. You sleep with dogs, you wake up with fleas. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
It sounded like you had a cartoon caller right before your break, but I won't even discuss that joke. Also, it's quite amazing that we would go after a country that we beat up on and really softened up, but now we have a country, a.k.a. China.
China said, what did China say? What China
said? Telling them we will drop a bomb on L.A. And the rest of your city.
And what did we say?
No,
that's not what he said. He said, oh, they just playing.
Oh,
you're so funny.
I like the Chinese people. And this guy had been promoted several times into the military. And we are laughing at, they laughing at us. So you come on over here if you want, because you didn't win Vietnam, you didn't win Grenada, you didn't win nothing. You ain't as tough as you think, and they're playing this game with this country.
Our country has said to a country with the capability, a country with the military, a country with an understanding of what should be done to protect their stuff. Our country has said to the country that said, we will drop a bomb on your behind. We will drop a bomb on you if you mess with us. And our country said, you're so silly. You need to stop playing.
As tough as we are. Go get them, Rummy.
Go get them.
They got them, and they waiting on you. And we know better. Is Taiwan that important? You like L.A., don't you?
Here's the other thing. China is not the first country that said, we'll drop a bomb on your behind. North Korea said it.
That's right.
Korea said, we're building them, we're testing them, and you can't stop us from that. And we said...
What do you think would happen if Chavez would have said that? Just even said, and he only had a bomb. What do you think they would have did then, just for the threat?
Well, pretty soon, Chavez will be able to say that, and America won't say anything, because the fact of the matter is, the reason that China can get away with it is because the United States economy would crash and burn.
That's right.
If China were removed, if China got mad at us.
That's right. So we know better not to say or do nothing. Just shut up, chump.
Shut up and take it.
That's right.
Shut up and take it.
Be good, young lady.
All right now, 454-0400. It's pitiful. It's pitiful. How country going to say we're going to drop a bomb on your behind and our government tough guy go with the army that you got, suck it up, fight the war, guy says. They just playing. We're not going to take that seriously. You preemptively strike a country that you couldn't find, didn't find, never found, made up the fact that they have weapons of mass destruction. We go after the country without the weapons of mass destruction, but we don't go after the country with them. Oh, Lord have mercy. Alice in Wonderland all over again. Whew. Next hour, St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Stay with me. Liz Brown. Good Lord, we have a lot to talk about.
People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. President Bush says his Supreme Court nominee, Judge John Roberts, has the qualities Americans expect in a judge. And besides,
he has a good heart.
The president introduced his nominee in a primetime White House announcement last night, and a short time later came reaction on Capitol Hill. Here's ABC's Vic Ratner.
Democrat Charles Schumer says John Roberts has outstanding legal credentials, but a thorough review of his judicial record is in order. Republicans, including John Cornyn, note that Roberts has already been approved twice for judgeship posts by the Senate, and Cornyn wonders if Democrats are preparing to drag out the confirmation process.
Judge Roberts will be on Capitol Hill today to make courtesy calls on some leading senators. Hurricane Emily came ashore this morning in northeastern Mexico, but the storm could bring up to 10 inches of rain to South Texas. ABC's Darren Lynn is on South Padre Island.
The wind speeds, though, again, at some point 70 to 75. 5 mile an hour sustained winds, possibly gusts that are higher in the 80 mile an hour range. One other worry here, we're under a tornado watch in this area, so that is the next trouble that Emily could cause here.
In California, officials at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory declared an operational emergency because of a huge swift brush fire that came this close to the nuclear weapons lab. Spokeswoman Linda Seaver.
I can tell you the latest acreage total is about 10,000 acres, but it is 70% contained. The fire started off-site just west of the laboratory facility, actually, and then moved onto the land. And then moved off the land.
The flames also threatened hundreds of homes. Saudi Arabia's veteran ambassador to the United States is resigning. Prince Bandar bin Sultan will only say it's for private reasons. And the fire captain in Kokomo, Indiana, is ordered to repay the department $120 for using a fire truck to water his yard. He says he just didn't want to waste all that water. This is ABC News.
Once again, another piece of winning advice from Jennifer Openshaw. This segment is brought to you by LendingTree. When banks compete, you win.
I'm a big believer in using what you've got, especially in building your financial security. And one thing most of us have right now is a home. Home prices have appreciated 50% in the last 5 years. The winning question is how to use that equity to build more wealth. First, think long-term. Mortgage rates are near 40-year lows, and that means borrowing from your home to finance a business or new property could cost you just 4% after the tax deduction. And second, use that money wisely. Think like an investor so you'll get an even better return on the money you do borrow from your home. Just make sure that whatever happens, you can always make your payments.
If you're thinking about taking advantage of the equity in your home, make sure you visit LendingTree.com, where you can get up to 4 real offers in just minutes. Whether you want a home equity loan or are looking to refinance your mortgage, when banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Or call 1-800-555-TREE. See website for sponsorship details and licensing.
There was an emotional moment of silence in Iraq today, and then the insurgent attacks resumed. ABC's Mike Von Fremd reports from Baghdad.
The 3 minutes of silence were for the children who died taking candy from U.S. soldiers, for the victims of a horrific attack near a mosque, and for Sunnis who were gunned down on the streets as they were trying to attend a meeting to draft a new constitution. But the silence was shattered when a suicide bomber slipped into a crowd near an Iraqi army recruiting station, detonating himself and killing and injuring those by his side. Mike Von Fremd, ABC News, Baghdad.
Today, the World Trade Organization in Geneva formally began its investigation into allegations of illegal state aid for Boeing and the European aircraft manufacturer Airbus. The dispute was triggered when Airbus announced plans for a new regional airliner to compete with the Boeing 787. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, two St. Louis police officers are recovering from injuries they suffered in a crash on the city's north side. Investigators say the two officers were on their way to a call from a third officer looking for suspects who had bailed from a stolen car. The officers were passing a car on Blair near Gano when that vehicle made a left turn and clipped the rear of the police car, sending it spinning into a telephone pole. 6-year veteran officer Joe Jones and 3-year veteran officer LeVar Chester were both released from the hospital last night. Jones will need surgery for a broken arm. The city of St. Louis is more than $1.4 million in the red. City Comptroller Darlene Green says, although that's not great news, it could be a lot worse.
$4 or $5 million in the red. The projections had been that we would finish much higher in the red, but fortunately we had a fourth quarter turnaround.
Green says part of the reason the city ended fiscal year 2005 in the red is because of the loss of the hockey season. She says because of that, the city's amusement, hotel, and parking tax revenues were down. Despite the loss of the season, Green says the sales, earning, restaurant, and airport taxes were higher than predicted. There's a new prescription drug assistance program touring the country. Yesterday, the Help Is Here Express bus made a stop in St. Louis to enroll uninsured and underserved patients in the Partnership for Prescription Assistance program. The program offers qualifying patients medications for free or at a reduced price through several biopharmaceutical research companies. For more information, call 1-888-4-PPA now or enroll online at www.pparx.org. Finally this hour, the Cardinals will likely be without catcher Yadier Molina at least another 2 weeks as he recovers from a small fracture in the fifth metacarpal on his left hand. Molina is eligible to come off the disabled list this weekend, but will not be activated because the fracture has yet to heal. He was injured on July 7th when he was hit by a pitch in a game in Arizona. Einar Diaz and Mike Mahoney will continue to split the catching duties while Molina is sidelined. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Castrol GTX High Mileage. Castrol GTX High Mileage, engineered for cars with over 75,000 miles. So give your car Castrol GTX High Mileage. It helps older cars feel young again. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
And we have an additional note to pass along to you at this hour. An 11-year-old Mississippi boy has died after drowning in a hotel pool last night. The incident happened at about 9:30 last night at the Holiday Inn in Eureka, Missouri, near Six Flags. The boy was taken to an area hospital but was unable to be revived. Hotel officials are not yet releasing any other details. WGNU News Time is now 7:07, this news being brought to you by McDonald's. Eastbound 44 near the county line east of Pacific, crews are offloading a tractor trailer that was involved in an overnight accident. The new third right lane is blocked, but so far no delays reported. Eastbound 70 at Adelaide, there was an accident there, but the exit ramp has now been reopened. Northbound 55 between Bayless and Weber Road, an accident reported, but it is minor in nature. Eastbound 70 between Highway 94 and the Blanchette Bridge, there's some road construction and only the two left lanes are open for through traffic. Traffic is backing up east of Zumbel all the way to 5th Street. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and 270, traffic is moving at the speed limit. Eastbound 40 is heavy from Maryville Center to Mason. Northbound 270 between 44 and Marshall is slow going. Westbound 270 between Old Hall's Ferry and I-70 is normal at this hour. Westbound 255 between Telegraph and Lemay Ferry Road, no problems to report. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Hanley is slow. Westbound 5570 between 3rd Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, slow traffic. Also downtown, westbound 64 before I-5570, no problems to report. And the Kingbridge traffic is slow on the left-hand lane. Beat the heat all summer long with a 49-ounce drink like an ice-cold Coke for just 89 cents at McDonald's. That's a big drink for just a little price. It could be the hottest deal in town. McDonald's, I'm loving it. WGNU News Time is 7:10. The weather forecast for the WGNU listening area calls for it to be hot and humid today. Partly cloudy, And we have a high scheduled for the mid-90s, but the heat index will be about 103 this afternoon. You need to take it easy if you're going to have to be outside at all today. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-70s. The heat index is expected to remain over 100 degrees tonight. And for tomorrow, it'll be another hot and humid day, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow. High in the mid-90s, the heat index even a little hotter tomorrow, about 105. So take it easy if you have to be outdoors today. And remember, today is also a red air quality day. It's very poor and hard on you if you have breathing problems. So try to remain indoors if at all possible today. Temperature reading 76 degrees here at WGNU. WGNU News Time is now 7:11. Stay tuned. We're coming back with hour number two of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown and the St. Louis Schools Watch.
Points, Silos, points among princes. Tune in every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. The show called Roster Resolutions, only on Radio Free St. Louis, 920 on AM dial, WGNU. Also on the net at WGNU.net. 2 hours of classical roots reggae, for the prophecies are told through musical instruments. Roster Resolutions.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I say?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
This is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. This is Liz Brown, and I am here with Peter Downs. Peter Downs, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. I was just thinking as I read over the St. Louis Public Schools Watch that you can take Roberti out of town, but you can't take Roberti out of the town. You can take Roberti out of the town, but you can't take Roberti out of the town. Okay, talk to us about Craig, C-R-E-G Williams, and the guy who doesn't have a superintendent. And I think maybe that's the consistent thing here. People that are not, have never had any experience in running a school district, people that don't have the credentials to run a school district, people that don't have the experience or the temperament to run a school district, you're going to see behavior like this. Talk to us about what Craig did on the front lawn of 801.
Certainly. A little background.
Okay.
Okay. A week ago, 8 days ago today, mm-hmm. the school board, on a 4-3 vote, decided to tear up their contract with the operating engineers. They had a 5-year contract.
A commitment that they made in honor, you know, they sat down and gave their word that this is it for 5 years.
Right, right. And they did that just 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't like a case with a football player or something where they decided to increase the amount of money they're going to save. What they wanted to do is they wanted to fire them all.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they've all been told that July 29th is their last day. So the union is calling the four board members who did that, it's calling them rats.
Mm-hmm.
And last Thursday, the union business rep, Gary Wilson, pulled up in front of the school board headquarters. They had a trailer, and they have a 15-foot inflatable rat. And they powered up, and they had sitting up there on 11th Street. And he stood on the sidewalk, and other employees and the public walking by in that downtown site, he passed out handbills.
Mm-hmm.
They have a picture. He had four different handbills, each one with a picture of one of the four board members who voted to break their word to the operating engineers.
To lie. I mean, this is outrageous. Every union in America should be in St. Louis about this because this is outrageous.
So they had these notices. Was billed as a notice to the public. It said a rat has been seen in this area. You know, be very careful. If you see this rat, you know, don't believe a word he says.
Mm-hmm.
And a picture of the board member.
And this is on a public street.
This is on a public street, on mm-hmm. a public sidewalk, on a
mm-hmm.
public street.
Mm-hmm.
So, several witnesses. Craig Williams came out all hot and bothered. He started yelling and screaming and stamping his foot, and he tore off his suit coat and threw it on the sidewalk like he was ready to go at it with Gary Wilson.
So that this is, if this isn't Roberti, if this is not Bill Roberti coming to town, I don't know what is.
It's the same temperament as Roberti, isn't it? Get angry and abuse people.
And understand what they're angry about. He's not angry about kids not having books in their classroom. He didn't throw his coat on the ground for that. He didn't throw his coat on the ground with overcrowding in the classroom. He didn't throw his coat on the ground about teachers having lousy salaries. He didn't throw his coat on the ground about teachers losing their jobs. He didn't throw his coat on the ground about any of that. He threw his coat on the ground because there were people that were exposing what this district has done.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So he threw his coat on the ground like an unruly 7-year-old child that belongs in an alternative school. And then what happened?
Nothing happened. Gary Wilson just, you know, quietly continued passing out flyers.
Well, what happened?
So a little time passed.
Okay.
Craig Williams went inside.
And apparently
called City Hall.
Uh-huh. Called his boy, Francis Slay, and said, "They're making us look bad, Francis. They're making us look bad."
So later that day, Cruz came out.
Wait a minute, not Cruz. We're talking about, Stalin came out. Came out in a democracy. They resurrected Stalin. And what happened?
Slay sent some city workers out to change the signs on 11th Street there and put up all no parking signs. And then Craig Williams demanded that the police come and ticket anybody who was parked on the street.
That's right out of the page of Stalin. Right out of the page of Stalin. So it's all of the positive, obligatory, instinctive, reflexive, positive press that Craig, C-R-E-G Williams, has gotten has gone to his head. I think he's really believing this crap.
really think he's believing that, that everybody thinks he's a wonderful guy. You know?
He might be. I think his reputation was already hurting downtown amongst mm-hmm. the people he works with.
Mm-hmm.
But this certainly spread it further. His, one of the downtown workers said, you know, regardless of what you think he's doing with the school system, said they thought he had more class than that.
I don't know why.
Just a thug.
The same people who hired Roberti hired him.
Yep. And he's the same kind of guy.
He's the same kind of guy. So I am not one of those. I trust people that have done me wrong. You know, everybody. There were a lot of people that said, well, we need to give him a chance. The people that hired Roberti hired him. So what do you expect that they're going to do? They're going to hire another Roberti wannabe. Another person that acts as thug-like as Roberti did. And that's what's... I mean, it is a thug-like action. It is a dishonorable, criminal, hard-handed action to look at a contract that you have with people, a five-year contract, and say, I want to get rid of that contract in order to fire you. And they do. That's thuggish.
Yeah.
So we had a school board meeting last night.
We had a school board meeting last night. Yes, we did. And it's a quiet one. All the board members were polite to each other last night.
Mm.
But the it started off with a bit of a bang, mm-hmm. I would say. A parent came up, talked during the public comment period. Her name is Shanta Kreder, and she is the president of the parent-teacher organization at Columbia Elementary School, which is on St. Louis Avenue. It's in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood. And Kreder came up demanding some action be taken about the deterioration of Columbia School. She says she's been there 3 years and it's gotten
worse each year.
Worse each year. She was going downhill. Hasn't been going better. She talked about really a whole range of things, from unsanitary conditions in the school. And I spoke to her afterwards in the hallway. And she said, it was as bad as seeing feces in the classrooms. In the classrooms. Feces, and they aren't cleaned up. They're just left to sit there.
Huh? Because we don't have custodians.
It is. The school used students to clear out a storeroom where stuff was just heaped up in a big pile on the floor. And it's not just dirty. What she talked about, but she brought pictures of this. And it was also dangerous because under this big heap, it turned out, there was a big pit. There's no rope around the pit, no fence around the pit to keep anybody from falling in, but they had the students clear all this out.
And we're not talking about, it's bad. No students should be doing this work. They're supposed to be educated in a public school, but we're talking about young babies.
Right. These aren't 18-year-olds we're talking about. These are elementary school students. Maybe 10 years old, if they use the older kids. So those students clean it out. She talked about the principal hoarding supplies. So students didn't have textbooks last year.
Why would?
And then she had pictures of textbooks sitting on shelves in a locked room.
Why would they hoard the textbooks?
It doesn't make any sense to me. She talked about the principal accosting parents trying to come into the school. Tell them they can't come in unless they make an appointment. And she talked about actually seeing the principal cheat on the MAP test.
What do you mean?
She said that, like I said, she's president of PTO. She's there almost every day volunteering, trying to help out with the kids. And she said that she herself saw the principal fill in answers on student MAP tests.
This is a mother that I'm in great admiration of. The fact that she's still in that school, the fact that she is as intensely in that school and cares about that school, in spite of what has happened to her in her life.
Yes.
She's a remarkable woman.
She was. She spoke out last winter. It's October, November, I think November. She had a son, 10 years old, special education, who killed himself after several weeks of being bullied and taunted at school.
Same school.
Same school.
Same principal.
Same principal. And she had
same board, you know, school.
She
board.
Was talking then about how the school did nothing, and there were other people who supported her, who spoke out that there's bullying going on, and the principal, the school district, did nothing to try and stop the bullying.
Now my concern is that the school district, because they took her information, correct?
Yes.
Did they take all of her pictures?
They took pictures.
I hope she had
she kept negatives.
Okay.
She has negatives.
Okay.
But they took pictures.
Okay.
She had copies of documents she had copied, including, I don't know if she kept copies. She handed them a letter that she said the principal had sent a parent to get a note from the parent so that the principal could count her kids as being present, even though they hadn't been in school.
Now, I hope this is what I suspect is going to happen with this. I suspect that a principal will be fired. But is this principal really the issue here, or is this still, this is about the school district?
Yeah, I think it's about the school district. There's a lot of pressure on principals.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to get their, on both these things that she says the principal lied about. A lot of pressure on principals to get their math scores up, and to get their attendance figures up, because that means money for the city schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had really kind of the bizarre theory of the last 2 years of cutting all the support that teachers and schools need to deal with kids with problems. Cutting the support and then saying, hey, now it's up to you to get these scores up. It's up to you to get these attendance rates up. And they put on the principals. The principals, of course, you know, stuff flows downhill, and they put on the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
It's your responsibility. And everybody's job is on the line,
mm-hmm.
on the lower level.
But also, when we, it's not the principal's fault that the classrooms are not clean. It's not the principal's fault that the babies are cleaning the schools. It's the decision that this board made to fire our custodians.
Yes, yes, on the cleanliness, very much so. There's the decision to fire custodians, reduce the number of custodians, and have an outside contractor
who don't
make money off of it instead of being there.
Who don't give a darn about whether the classrooms, who are going to be paid whether the classrooms are clean or not.
That's right. That's right. And we've seen the way they've reorganized the custodians. So instead of having people there to clean up after emergencies even,
mm-hmm.
they say, all right, there's a set amount of cleaning we expect. We only need one person there at a time to do this. And we'll have some after. So we'll split them up. Have some before school, some after school. But with only one person there, you're stretched too thin to care to get anything extra.
That's right.
That goes on.
And it's not even extra. It's like educating children is not a for-profit business, because every child's need is different. You can't. They're not widgets that you can put certain exactly the same thing on each child. Each child needs something different. So if you approach cleaning a school the same way that you clean an office building, it's not the same. Adults are in office buildings. Adults, for the most part, don't have accidents and throw up on the floor, or have accidents and wet their pants, or have accidents and spill their food, and are not 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds are not going to clean up the same way that a 40-year-old adult is going to do. So you cannot use the same business model to clean a school that you use to clean an office building.
Right. Right. And adding to that, with the accidents, Ms. Kreder explained a way in which accidents are likely to happen, those kind of accidents are likely to happen at Columbia. It's a 3-story school, a few hundred kids, and there are only 2 working bathrooms.
Oh, Jesus.
In the school.
Jesus. 2 working toilets, 2 working rooms with toilets in it.
2 working rooms with toilets in it. So there's only 1 working room for boys to go to,
oh,
out
Jesus.
Of 3 whole floors, and 1 working room for girls to go to out of 3 whole floors.
Jesus.
So if you're 2 floors away from
the bathroom,
and a lot of kids, you know, preschool, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, they don't know to the last minute. They got to go.
You know, they ain't going to talk about it to the last minute to think that they got it. And my question is this, for safety reasons, who watches a third grader, a second grader, a first grader that has to go to the top floor to go to the bathroom in the middle of class? How do they get there?
They got to go by themselves. The teacher can't leave the class.
And there are no teacher's aides.
And there are no teacher's aides.
And there aren't any nice, friendly custodians out there in the hallway that are there to watch after the babies as well.
Right.
And as to feces being in a classroom and not being cleaned up, I have to say, the morale of the teachers, some of it self-inflicted, but bad morale, poor morale because of how they're being treated by this district and what they're having to suffer through, I can almost understand a teacher saying, you know what, my job is not to pry feces up off the ground. I'm not doing it. They're paying this company all this I mean, it would be the wrong decision to make because the children are
right
in there. It is an irresponsible decision to make. But understand how far these people have been pushed. There's no backup. There's not. You can't call a custodian to come clean the crap up off the floor.
No, that's right. In a lot of schools, teachers have been closed. Have been told it's your job to clean your room. Now, you know, it used to be a teacher's job to teach the kids, to grade papers, to prepare lesson plans. Now they're told, oh, no, we don't want you doing that. We want you cleaning your room.
While Craig Williams, who's never been a superintendent any place in the world, no school district in the country would have hired him, let alone paid him $300,000 a year. He gets $300,000 a year, and our babies have to go to school with feces on the floor of their classrooms. This is outrageous. We're going to take a break, folks. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me. I'm here with Peter Downs. We're doing the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Jesus, we got a lot to talk about.
I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's wrong, but we got to keep your head up. Cause a new day will come. And look to the sun, even when the darkness shall come. Oh,
Israel Songs.
Oh. 7:32 is the time at WGNU, and we have a temperature reading of 78 degrees. Time for a look at traffic on the half hour, and this traffic report being brought to you by the Chrysler Summer Sales Drive. Checking traffic at this half hour. Near the county line east of Pacific, crews are offloading a tractor trailer involved in an overnight crash. The new third right lane is blocked, but so far no other delays. Eastbound 70 between Highway 94 and the Blanchet Bridge, there's road construction and only the two left lanes are open for through traffic. Traffic backing up as it approaches Highway 94 to 5th Street. Eastbound 44 between the Merrimack River Bridge and 270, it's slow going in the right lane. Eastbound 40 heavy from around Maryville Center to Mason. Northbound 270, slow going from Gravois to Big Bend. Westbound 270 between New Halls Ferry and New Florissant, it's stop and go. Westbound 255 between the JB Bridge and Lindbergh, no problems to report. Highway 40 around Lindbergh is heavy. Eastbound 70 at Highway 79, slow going. 55 between 3rd Street and the Poplar Street Bridge is slow going. Westbound 64 just before I-5570, no problems. And the King Bridge around Laclede's Landing is on the go at about the speed limit. Employee pricing is a good idea, but with vehicles like this, it's pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowance on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer for details. It's 7:33 here at WGNU, and the weather forecast is calling for hot and humid conditions today, partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid-90s. That heat index, though, is going to be around 103 this afternoon, so be careful if you have to be out. It is already 78 degrees here at WGNU, and this is a red air quality day. That means it's poor. If you have any breathing problems, try to remain inside, if at all possible. 7:34, back to more of the Wake Up Call and the City School Watch in just a moment.
We, the believers at El Mukminun Islamic Center, would like to invite and encourage you to join us for our Saturday morning program, Focus on Al-Islam, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., featuring the son of Elijah Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad, his public addresses and lectures on Islam and values of social well-being to the community of humanity. That's Focus on Al-Islam, every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m. on WGNU Radio.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Families need look no further than the Wyndham Anatole Hotel for great summer vacation savings, offering fantastic hotel discounts and partnering with some of Dallas's best family attractions. Wyndham Anatole has the ultimate family getaway package, as low as $129.95 per night. Families are sure to enjoy the hotel's three pools, huge health club, 7-acre park, and a self-guided audio tour of the hotel's private art collection. Call 214-761-7500 or log on to WyndhamAnatole.com to make your reservations today.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been, made me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back, looking back, looking back, looking back, looking back. You know it's hot, don't forget.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. This is Liz Brown and Peter Downs here. We are talking about the St. Louis Public Schools, what is going on, what decisions are being made, how our children are being impacted and affected. Let's get to some calls here. Shirley, good morning.
Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Good, good. Mine wasn't connected with the Board of Education, but it's a similar situation. You know, I work at the post office, and we don't have janitorial service like we used to have. We used to have trash pickup every day. They used to come in, vacuum and sweep or whatever they had to do. Well, we haven't lost those employees yet. We've lost the service. We only get one day of trash pickup. I clean up my whole area myself. I need a second paycheck since I'm doing a second job. Those people are still there, but we get one day a week of cleaning. And I don't mean cleaning. I mean just taking out the trash.
But it's worse. I mean, but when we're talking about a school, we're talking about a worse situation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not taking away from that. I'm just trying to make the connection of why all these different entities are doing this.
Well, it's privatization.
Yeah.
It's privatization.
I said the same thing.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown. Let me tell you something, darling. I know that you are a prophetess. And, you know, I teased you once and said the seventh daughter, the seventh whatever. But, honey, you have an insight. And thank God for you and Peter Downs. I remember that you told people, keep your child at home. Well, I wish they started to do that this summer. Why would you send your child into field? And the other thing, I wish the parents would ask their children, what happened today? How did your room look? And tell their children, you are not sent to school to clean the room. Don't clean it. And you tell them they got to call me. And if necessary, the parents at home, tell them to walk out and come on home. This is ridiculous. They wouldn't do that in Ladue. They wouldn't do that any place else. They're putting as much on us as we'll take. And this has just got to stop. We're still paying taxes.
That's right.
We are still paying taxes.
That's right.
I am just furious. I am retired. But this is worse than ridiculous. And the children are not supposed to be storehouse keepers. Mm-hmm. They are not supposed to go in the storage room and stack anything. Tell them if they don't have a book that they're using, don't touch it. Tell them my mama said, my grandmama said, my daddy said, don't touch it.
The bottom line is that the kids should not be in the schools.
They should not be in the school. Parents should keep them at home. And I think these pastors will open these churches and what have you if the parents would just cooperate.
Thanks for
this is just worse than ridiculous. And you don't send your child to a school to eat rotten food just because it's supposed to be free.
Thanks
and thank you so much.
I mean, she is expressing a sentiment that I it's just, it's, I don't understand. I understand and I don't understand. These children are in an environment that is not safe. And just, and I think that lesson that has come home or should come home to the stationary engineers, you fought what you thought was just your battle back when you shut the schools down. It worked. You got what you wanted, but you didn't embrace the fact that it wasn't just you. It's everybody. Everybody's battle had to be won because now they have not only cut up your contract, they've gotten rid of you. You'll never be able to do that again. So it's a collective action, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I think that... you know, the school board, you know, Roberti came in as kind of a one-shot guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. That didn't mean the end of things.
No, it didn't.
You know, the school board continued pursuing the same policies, only they were more careful
mm-hmm.
not to take on everybody at once.
That's right.
So
they picked you up.
They were after the custodians for months. The custodians knew their jobs were going to be outsourced. The station engineers didn't find out till May.
That's right.
All right. Now, custodians had been in negotiation. There was still time. For even just for the station engineers and the custodians to get together and
mm-hmm.
say, hey, we're in this together. They got to talk to us together. They have to settle with both of us together.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, the custodians made their separate peace.
With Shern.
If you can call it
if
that.
If you can call it that, because we'll talk in 6 months and see how that's working out for them. Because one of the things, I talked to a custodian the other day. He said that they all have to go had to go apply for their jobs. I think it was last week or this week. And they're going to get rid of custodians with all kinds of testing. They're going to have all kinds of new rules that the custodians didn't have to adhere to before. They're going to get rid of a lot of the custodians through their testing process. And then they're going to get rid of them through the rest of the process. So it's a bad deal. It's a bad deal. And when you acted singularly by yourself for your little issue, it didn't work out for anybody.
Right. Right. And even, you know, look back at the other buildings and grounds employees,
mm-hmm.
the pipefitters, electricians,
that's
and
right.
all that. They went out first.
That's right.
All right. But they said, oh, they were all promised their jobs.
That's right.
Now a lot of them are losing their jobs, too.
That's
I think
right.
15 pipefitters, just as an example, are being laid off under this new budget.
That's right. And yeah. and we have a surplus. They're losing their jobs when we have a surplus, and they've hired a $300,000 man who's never been a superintendent and wouldn't be a superintendent anyplace else in America but in the St. Louis Public Schools.
And down at the board meeting yesterday, a former employee asked me, he said he had heard on the news, You watched on the news Craig Williams' response to these kind of issues about what's happening to the employee side. And he says, we aren't about adults. You know, we have to be for the children. And, you know, well, his first thought was, well, who is it who pays the taxes to support the school system?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the children.
No, it's not.
And my thought is, well, who is it who raises the children? So the children don't raise themselves.
That's right.
The adults.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. If the teachers and the, way back when you was back here for, you know, father, I know you still father school. If they had been back here when we all we marched to Jefferson, all this wouldn't have never happened.
Right.
And this new man, he's not doing an adequate job.
He's not doing any job.
He's not doing anything. And it's all about money and power and those children. When I am a former, I used to work for the St. Louis Public School and I retired. But the student, those children are not supposed to do anything in that school building, period. That is the custodian's job to do that. And I think that the leader of the custodian, he was whoever it feels, he was very weak. Now they cry, they always complain. It's too late now.
Thanks.
And all that speech is in the school is terrible. It's not a good act. They don't care. They don't care. The white people don't care about us. They don't care. And all the poor men, they need to be overhauled. All of them.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with, it's not all bad news for some folks, is it?
That's right.
We're going to come back and talk about it. It's good for a handful of folks. I'm here with Peter Downs. I'm Liz Brown. This is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch, where there is no good news for real.
Some kids don't, and some of us are wondering why. And Mom won't watch the news at night. There's too much stuff that's making her cry.
The place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline New York. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch presses on with his attempt to dominate the global media. His news corporation has now purchased Intermix Media, an internet company, for a price of just under $600 million. Last week, Murdoch's company says it was setting up an internet division for the company's websites. Intermix owns MySpace.com, which is an online meeting place, and other sites that offer games and online greeting cards. Murdoch says the internet is the fastest growing outlet for advertising. MySpace is reported to be the fifth most viewed website on the entire planet. And Dateline Philadelphia. Governors of numerous states say trying to comply with the driver's license aspects of the new Real ID Act will be a costly nightmare for all states. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell says it's going to cost his state $100 million or more to make it happen. The Real ID Act calls for states to verify whether people who apply for licenses are American citizens or legal residents of the United States. Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says the federal government is turning driver's licenses into a national ID card and will triple or quadruple the cost that residents will have to pay for them. He says the feds want to turn his motor vehicle clerks into immigration officials and FBI agents when their starting pay is less than $10 an hour. Bill Richardson, governor of New Mexico, says the law defeats its own purpose because if you deny illegal immigrants a driver's license, you make it harder for agencies to keep track of them. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the Liquid Fast Pain Relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol. Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only leading brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what Liquid Fast Pain Relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid Fast.
Advil Strong. Use as directed.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
My life goes by, and at times I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have faith it can get better tomorrow. But it won't if you keep treating me like I'm invisible.
You're listening to the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, it's not all bad news for some folks, huh?
No, some people make out like bandits, as the saying goes, and not just superintendents. At the end of the school board meeting last night, school board member Bill Purdy asked for an investigation of a contract he'd uncovered. It's a $48,000 contract to something called the Metropolitan Manufacturers Association, supposedly to remove an underground tank from what had been the school board's private gas station, really, back when they had buildings and grounds and they owned all these trucks that went around to the schools. They had a gas station in order to keep the trucks filled with gas, so they had an underground storage tank. And they don't need it now. They got rid of buildings and grounds. So they gave a company a contract to remove the tank, but the contract never came before the school board. At least individually, it never came before the school board. This is what Bill Purdy was saying. He said apparently the former chief operating officer, Manny Silva, brought a sort of an omnibus, a blanket resolution before the board last December to spend not more than $410,000 on maintenance of school buildings. And so it's under that blanket resolution that he used to contract with his company to remove the gas tank. Now, Purdy found out, and we have a list here, of six payments that have been made to the company, all under $5,000. And that's important because anything over $5,000 has to be approved by the board specifically.
And that's not under $5,000 collectively. It's under $5,000 each time.
Right.
So you can have 57,000 payments of under $5,000, and it would never have to go to the board.
Right, right. So this is, so far there have been six to this company. It's over $22,000. Mr. Purdy said he went out to the site where the work was supposed to be done, and it's obvious that nothing has been done. You know, the concrete hasn't been broken up, dirt hasn't been dug. No work has been done on this contract, and this company's already been paid almost half the value of it. So he asked for an investigation.
And how old is this contract?
Well, if the contract follows the resolution that is used to justify it, then the contract had to have happened this year. The payment started in March. In fact, there are four payments on one single day, March 22nd, I think it is. You have four payments totaling $18,000.
And not
but all of them, but the individual payments each under $5,000, but all cut on the same day.
All cut on the same day. Which makes it even more suspicious and possibly more criminal.
Right.
Because if they were all cut on the same day, it is clearly an attempt to get around having to go to the board.
Well, Mr. Purdy says that's what makes it suspicious. That's what looks very suspicious. And he's asked for an investigation to determine if there is a criminal issue there. And
well, what do we know about this business?
Not very much. They are on the city's
website.
Emergency Management Task Force there.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the city of St. Louis.
City of St. Louis.
And we've done some investigation as to who the names of this come under.
Yeah, well, at the Secretary of State's office, there are two filings for the company. The company was created. There are two fines, two different names, both the same last names, but they give different addresses. So it's been listed as the owner is a Millen Schumann, S-C-H-U-C-H-M-A-N.
And that's on the south side.
On the south side.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner has also been listed as William Schumann in Chesterfield.
Hmm.
The address for the company is an address on Big Bend.
And there are four checks cut on the same day for under $5,000. And Bill Purdy went to the site and not a hunk of concrete has been broken.
Yes, that's correct.
I wonder if by the end of the week if some concrete is going to be broken at that site. I think that Bill Purdy and others need to keep their eye on that area to see if any work's going to be done after today, after last night.
Right.
But Bill Purdy is saying that even if they do work today, does that matter? I mean, is it still worth an investigation into this contract?
Yeah, I think he is. As he has pointed out that the board has had a policy that says no payments will be made until work is done.
Mm.
I'd say at the very least, even if work is done now, there's still some investigation that needs to be made. Frankly, Manny Stowe's not there anymore. Who's approving these payments?
Mm-hmm.
Why are these payments being processed? What safeguards are in place to make sure that people aren't paid before work is done?
And what was the total amount of this contract?
It's $48,000.
And they've been paid half of that already?
Almost half, yes.
Almost half of that before the job has been done. Now, how did Bill Purdy stumble upon this?
I think he was tipped to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know his source, but yes, somebody had tipped him that somebody was being paid and hadn't done their work yet.
And see, here's the thing. It seems to me that a board member shouldn't have to be tipped to something like this. Shouldn't a board member have access to this information to find out about this kind of stuff? Shouldn't there be a list somewhere of checks that are being cut under $5,000 for a board member to go take a gander at if they wanted to? Shouldn't there be a place where they can go?
There probably should, but even that, I don't think that would necessarily alert anybody. Something as big as and complex as the St. Louis Public School System, which is spending $450 million a year. They can hand you a list 3 feet high of checks under $5,000, probably.
Well, I think that's a story right there. I wonder if a lot of the gutting and the gouging of the district is being cut or is being done drop by drop incrementally in these less than $5,000 checks. If we have an example of this guy getting four under $5,000 checks being cut on one day, who's getting 20? Cut on one day? Who's getting 30 cut on another day? If we were broke, maybe it's because the gouging didn't take place in $1 million hunks. It took place in $4,999 hunks.
I mean, quite positive. This certainly raises those questions. And, the way corporations, other big entities deal with these questions when they're honest, want to find out what's going on, is there are auditors who are trained in financial fraud, auditors mm-hmm. who are trained in following the paper trail of crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And they hire one of those auditors to do an audit,
mm-hmm.
to search their books and find out what's going on.
Mm. Whew. Peter Downs. Mm. I told you the other day, we need to stop doing this. There's just no good news. There's just no good news. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, Liz.
Okay.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not ask us for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that.
Say that progress is being made. 920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
8 o'clock in the Gateway City.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. President Bush had breakfast this morning with Federal Appeals Court Judge John Roberts and afterwards sent his Supreme Court nominee to Capitol Hill.
Judge Roberts is off to the Senate this morning to begin his consultations.
Judge Roberts meets with Senate majority and minority leaders, among others, on Capitol Hill today. General Motors has released its second quarter earnings report showing an overall loss of $286 million. GM says financial performance in North America continues to be very disappointing, even though it's selling more vehicles by offering an employee discount to consumers. No structural damage reported at the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab in California, but officials there declared an operational emergency when a wind-blown brush fire got too close. Spokeswoman Linda Seaver tells us,
our Site 300 employees, they have been asked not to report to work until we can go out, send crews out there and assess the condition of facilities.
The flames have blackened at least 10,000 acres and threatened hundreds of homes as well, but the fire is said to be 70% contained now. The western heat wave has claimed at least a dozen victims, all of them in Phoenix, and the central states are in the grips of a drought. Here's ABC's Eric Hong.
In the Midwest, 90-plus degree temperatures made drought conditions even worse. For Illinois, the period between June 1st and July 15th was its driest on record, stunting the growth of the state's all-important corn crop. With little to no rain in the immediate forecast, at least one county declared an agricultural emergency.
Just the opposite problem in South Texas, which could be swamped with up to 10 inches of rain from Hurricane Emily. Louise St. Germain is with the Red Cross in Brownsville, Texas.
We had 14 shelters open throughout the night with a population of more than 4,000.
The eye of the hurricane came ashore in northeastern Mexico shortly after dawn this morning. This is ABC News.
Once again, another piece of winning advice from Jennifer Openshaw. This segment is brought to you by LendingTree. When banks compete, you win.
I'm a big believer in using what you've got, especially in building your financial security. And one thing most of us have right now is a home. Home prices have appreciated 50% in the last 5 years. The winning question is how to use that equity to build more wealth. First, think long-term. Mortgage rates are near 40-year lows, and that means borrowing from your home to finance a business or new property could cost you just 4% after the tax deduction. And second, use that money wisely. Think like an investor so you'll get an even better return on the money you do borrow from your home. Just make sure that whatever happens, you can always make your payments.
If you're thinking about taking advantage of the equity in your home, make sure you visit LendingTree.com, where you can get up to 4 real offers in just minutes. Whether you want a home equity loan or are looking to refinance your mortgage, when banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. See website for sponsorship details and licensing.
Teens could be getting a mixed message about drinking from a lot of the commercials on TV these days.
It's all in the numbers. A study covering a 2-year period found kids are 96 times more likely to see an ad for an alcohol product than a message urging them not to drink until they're 21. Dr. David Jernigan's with Georgetown Center on Alcohol Marketing and Youth.
What we found is that American teenagers saw, on average, 779 TV commercials selling alcohol but only 9 alcohol company commercials discouraging underage drinking.
He says the sheer number of ads glamorizing drinking undercuts parent and teacher warnings against underage drinking. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
Pope Benedict makes a 4-day trip to his native Germany next month and will visit a synagogue. It will be only the second time in Vatican history that a pope has visited a Jewish place of worship. I'm Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, several stores in the Concord Village Plaza in South County are heavily damaged after yesterday's 3-alarm fire. Firefighters responded to what was initially a 1-alarm fire at the health food store, and by the time they arrived, the store was completely engulfed in flames. No injuries were reported in the fire. Investigators are still trying to determine where, when, and how the blaze started. Several other businesses suffered damage, including Tandy Leather, El Maguey Mexican Restaurant, and the All That Glitters Party Supply Store. Owners of newer vehicles in St. Louis are skipping the tailpipe emissions test in favor of a more high-tech option. Model year 1996 and newer cars are being tested through an onboard diagnostic screening that uses the car's computer. The vehicle computer has to be in a ready state for the screening, which means it must have completed a review of the car's systems. Robert Errol, the public relations manager for the Gateway Clean Air Program, says there are several reasons the computer might not be ready.
A recently disconnected battery or a low or dead battery, an internal condition that prevents the system from completing its task, or even a recent repair or maintenance could cause a situation where the vehicle is in a state of hold.
The car cannot be tested if the computer is not ready, but the system usually resets itself in the course of normal driving. Cars in the outlying parts of the metro area and vehicles older than 1996 are still being screened through the tailpipe test. Regular yoga may help prevent middle-age spread. In a first-of-its-kind study, researchers at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle found yoga may promote weight loss in those who are overweight. The study involved more than 1,500 healthy middle-aged men and women between the ages of 45 and 55. The study measured the impact of yoga with weight change independent of other factors such as diet or other types of physical activity. Researchers found between the ages of 45 and 55, most people gained about a pound a year. However, those who regularly practiced yoga gained about 3 pounds fewer during that 10-year period than those who didn't practice yoga. The study appears in the July-August issue of Alternative Therapies in Health and Medicine. Finally this hour, Mark Mulder will go for his 11th victory tonight when the Cardinals continue their series with the Brewers at Busch Stadium. Mulder has been pitching well lately, as he has given up just one run in his last 15 innings and improving to 10-5 with a 4.13 ERA. The Brewers send a tough right-hander to the hill in Ben Sheets, who has won 3 straight decisions to raise his record to 5-6. The Cardinals are 60-33 overall and 30-10 against the NL Central this season. Milwaukee is hovering around the 500 mark at 46-48 after winning 6 of its last 8 games. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the Chrysler Summer Sales Drive. Employee pricing is a good idea, but with vehicles like this, it's pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowances on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer for details. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
And we also have this word into the WGNU newsroom at this hour. There's a report of another drowning in West St. Louis County. Authorities say the body of the victim was found in a residential swimming pool along the 800 block of Steeple Lane in Wildwood earlier this morning. An autopsy is scheduled to determine the cause of death. The name of the victim has not yet been released. WGNU News Time is 8:08, and it's time for another look at traffic. This traffic report brought to you by Fazoli's. Westbound 64 at I-55, the roadways are reopened once again after a stall has been cleared. Traffic is starting to thin out in that area. Eastbound 44 near the county line east of Pacific, crews are still working on unloading a tractor trailer that was involved in an earlier accident. The new third right lane out there is blocked, but so far there are no major delays to report. Westbound 40 at Bellevue Avenue, there's an accident. The right lane has traffic blocked and it is jamming near Hampton. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill, an accident reported on the right shoulder. Eastbound 70 between Highway 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, some construction going on, and only the two left lanes are open for through traffic. Traffic is backing up as you approach Highway 94 to 5th Street. Eastbound 44 between the Merrimack River Bridge and 270, it's slow going in the right lane. And on Highway 40 between Highway 141 and Woods Mill and Mason, traffic is starting to thin out. Fazoli's is 15, and to celebrate, you can get a 15-cent kids meal, Freezy, or chocolate chunk cookie when you build your own pasta, or you can get a cheese or pepperoni My Pizza. It's all for a limited time only at Fazoli's. The WGNU forecast for this Wednesday morning is calling for sunny skies, hot and humid conditions today, and partly cloudy in the afternoon. The high will be in the mid-90s, but the heat index will be well over 100 degrees today. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-70s, but the heat index will remain over 100 degrees tonight. And for tomorrow, another hot and humid day with heat index levels near 105 tomorrow afternoon. Right now, we are already up to 78 degrees here at WGNU, and we remind you that today is a red air quality day. That means if you have breathing problems, you are strongly advised to stay indoors today. WGNU time is 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. We're coming back with another hour of the Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown and two special guests to talk about investment issues. And that's coming up in just a moment here on AM 920 WGNU.
Akbar Electric, Commercial Industrial Residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call, 382-2568.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, help me understand. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile,
Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Don't forget, we broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. And this show is archived daily at thewhiterosesociety.org. If you missed an hour, you can go get an hour. And don't forget, you can always check out my column at lizbrown.com, Through Brown Eyes. I look at the three Through Brown Eyes section and check out the column. The official web launch date is August 1st. August 1st, so set your calendars. I think you're going to like, I know you're going to like what you see, what you feel, what you get from lizbrown.com. You can always email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's LIZZBROW. WN.com. We have talked a lot. We spent one day on 4-hour day talking about Walmart, the impact of Walmart, what they do, their dead peasants insurance. Seems like almost every day there's something new to say. And it ain't good news about Walmart. We just had recently the director producer of Outfoxed on the show to talk about the new movie that he is making. Robert Greenwald was on the show to talk about the high price of low prices, the high cost of low prices, Walmart. It's a serious thing what they are doing. And what is interesting and I dare say a little delightful are to see citizens getting up and fighting back, organizing around the issues that truly are harmful. And I'm reminded of efforts that people have made to fight apartheid. And a lot of the fight, Randall Robinson's at the heart of the anti-apartheid fight with Trans Africa. We've had him on the show numerous times. But a lot of the fight for anti-apartheid started targeting money, people's money, where people are putting their money to make money, and is it honorable? Is it good for the people's money that's being used to make other people money? So we're going to talk about some good fights that are going on today. We have one of our guests is Al Norman. Al Norman is the founder of Sprawlbusters.com. Com, that's sprawl-busters.com. He has been fighting Walmarts around this nation for 12 years. Forbes magazine called Al the Walmart's number one enemy. 60 Minutes dubbed him the guru of the anti-Walmart movement. He is the author of Slam Dunking Walmart and the Case Against Walmart. Al helped organize the recent demonstration in Boston to get the pension giant TIAA Kraft to drop its Walmart stock, and he is joining us from Massachusetts. And I want to say welcome, Al. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Very good. It's good to have you here. And we also have joining us Josh Golan. Josh is part of a group called the Campaign for a Commercial Free Childhood. Josh, good morning, and welcome to the Wake Up Call. Josh.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And Josh, where are you?
I'm in Boston at the Campaign for Commercial Free Childhood.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, I want to start with you, Josh. I want to start with a discussion of what is TIAA Kraft? What is that?
They are the nation's largest retirement fund. They are primarily held by educators and people in the college and the university systems. So they have tremendous clout over how companies, or they could have tremendous clout over how companies conduct themselves, because they, you know, have billions and billions of dollars in investments.
So why is the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood part of this coalition, and why are you targeting them?
Well, we're part of this coalition because we believe that how a company markets its products to children should be part of the equation of whether we determine a company is socially responsible. Right now, we tend to think about socially responsible companies in terms of their labor practices, their human rights practices, their environmental practices. We want to make public health and how companies target children with potentially dangerous products part of that equation as well. So we are part of this coalition to target Coca-Cola, which is one of the leading marketers of junk food to children, and which contributes to the childhood obesity epidemic.
And you're trying to make this organization ethical.
Yes, we are trying to make TIAA Kraft ethical. And one of the things that we're really focusing on is TIAA Kraft actually has a social choice account, which is supposed to be for people who really want to invest their money in a socially responsible way.
Do they really?
Yes,
how ironic. They have a place where you're supposed to be ethical.
Yeah, they do, but unfortunately, that fund includes Coke. So what ends up happening is, you know, people don't take the time to look through every investment in these huge portfolios. They think they're doing the right thing. They think they're making a socially responsible choice. They're relying on TIAA Kraft to screen these companies for them. So if TIAA Kraft isn't doing this job, people aren't even aware that they are contributing to, you know, their money is contributing to these problems.
And Coca-Cola is not just, it's not just about obesity. They also engage in business practices that are problematic if you're concerned about ethics.
Absolutely. Coca-Cola has been accused of some serious human rights violations in Colombia. There has been murders of union leaders at their bottling plants. And also in India, there's been serious environmental problems, pollution of a lot of the groundwater, which is so important there because it's, again, so much of the population relies on agriculture. So this is a company that really worldwide is causing some serious problems.
And let me get to you, Al. It's not TIAA Kraft. It's not just about investing in Coca-Cola, but they also invest in Walmart.
That's correct. And, you know, it's interesting. At the top of the show, you were talking about the apartheid and the connection with black politics, and I think that's a terrific analogy because I liken Walmart to a plantation. When they were trying to force their way into Inglewood, California, which is predominantly a minority community, they were trying to cozy up to blacks and Hispanics and offering them money
How'd that work out for them?
Didn't work out too well. They got slam dunked in Inglewood. Walmart lost that battle very decisively, and part of it was that on Sundays in churches in black congregations, the people were standing up and telling the truth about the fact that the workers are like plantation workers. They go out into the fields, into the Walmart stores, and make their lousy wage and have to rely on public assistance for health care. And then they come back and shop at the company store because it's the only place that they can afford to shop at. It's a nice little closed system. And it's basically, Walmart has been sued for almost every form of discrimination you can think of, sexual discrimination, racial discrimination, disability discrimination. This is a company that has more lawsuits than men's suits. And they've really proven themselves to be a bad corporate actor. So here's TIAA Kraft holding, we believe, at least $1.5 billion. That's $1.5 billion worth of Walmart stock. And they're going around telling people that they're investing in the greater good. And we're saying, well, no, it looks to us like you're investing in the lesser good. And isn't it ironic that these Wall Street people can talk about, in a token way, being socially responsible when TIAA Kraft's case, we believe that about 97-98% of their investments are not in this social choice fund, which means that by definition, they're 98% socially irresponsible. Mm. Now, if you or I tried to get away with that, they'd take you off the air and they'd probably try to close down my website. But why is it that we let these Wall Street people be 98% socially irresponsible?
But it's not just socially irresponsible, but they're playing people. They are making the point or representing that they are responsible people and ethical people, but they're not.
Well, they survive on phony symbolism, maybe doing things like giving some money to the NAACP or giving some kind of a scholarship to a college fund, but then they go around and are being sued by their own workers for not being advanced because of racial discrimination. I mean, Walmart, for example, is facing one of the largest class action lawsuits by its women workers for having a glass ceiling for women, and yet you watch most of their ads, and you what you'll see is mostly women talking about how wonderful the company is. So,
but isn't it? And it's far more. It's far worse than having a glass ceiling for women. We're talking about fundamentally outrageous ways that people are treated by virtue of the fact that their gender is a woman. I mean, we're talking about pregnant women being hounded and asked to leave the company. We're talking about women being treated in horrific ways because their bodies carry ovaries.
Well, yeah, not only that, but if you look at, if I go into a Walmart store to look at their clothing, probably 75 to 80% of it is coming from China, where it's been made by a female sweatshop labor under working conditions that we would never let our daughters participate in. And yet Walmart absolutely refuses to open up its sweatshops to independent inspections, won't even provide a list of which sweatshops there are. And when one of their own inspectors blew the whistle on him, they fired him and said that they fired him because he was having a sexual relationship with a subordinate. That's how insidious and twisted this company is.
And that, what a hoot. The company that makes pregnant women quit their jobs because they need health care is really concerned about a man having an affair with a woman. That's just totally inconsistent.
Well, it was a wonderful excuse to get rid of somebody who was saying that their whole factory inspection system was a joke.
And how did the protest in Boston turn out? To get Boston against TIAA Kraft.
Well, I'll say a word and then Josh can add. I thought it was we had a wonderful photo in the Boston Herald the next day of a worker holding up a sign that said TIAA Kraft dump Walmart stock. That had to send a message to their Boston office in New York that this is an issue that's not going to go away. So I was very pleased with the turnout and with the visibility of it.
And Josh, when we talk about this exploiting children's health for profit, that's starting to resonate with people. Just the issue of children's health is starting to resonate with people across the country. So the timeliness of this is good.
Yeah, we are really in a crisis of childhood obesity right now. Obesity rates have tripled since 1980 and are even higher for minority children. And that's finally getting the attention it deserves, and it's finally shining some light on the marketing practices of these junk food companies, which are really doing just about anything they can to get the children and kind of undermine parents' wishes for raising healthy children.
When we look at the places where Coca-Cola, Josh, where Coca-Cola advertises, it's really kind of daunting, the challenge that's in front of us. I mean, they're on American Idol, they're everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, one of the ironies of this is that Coca-Cola really prides itself on its reputation and talks about how they do not market to children under 12, which is just a joke because, as you mentioned, they're on American Idol. Their product placement is everywhere on American Idol. American Idol is the number one rated show for children under 12.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, they do market to children under 12. They have their products in elementary schools. They have checker sets. They have toy cars. They have Coca-Cola Barbie for kids as young as 2. So, to get these kids introduced to the Coca-Cola brand and thinking about Coke. So clearly this company is marketing in a variety of ways, and so yes, the task is daunting, but there's a growing resentment of Coca-Cola and other companies' marketing practices and how they're contributing to to childhood obesity. So I really think the tide is starting to turn a little bit.
And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I would like to talk about the specific things that you all are asking in order to make TIAA Kreft more ethical. What are the demands that are being made of them specifically? I am talking to Al Norman of Sprawl-Busters.com and Josh Golan of Campaign for Commercial Free Childhood. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. You need to stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this.
By the River Concert Series continues with a special appearance by Ticket to the Beatles on Saturday, July 23rd from 8 to 11 p.m. in the Veterans Memorial Amphitheater at Jefferson Barracks Park. The gates will open at 7. This is a rescheduled date due to inclement weather. Admission is $8 per person, 12 and older. Children 11 and under are free. For more information, log on to www.stlewisco.com/parks or call 314-894-3089 or 314-615-7840. News to music lovers from WGNU.
WGNU time, 8:31. Our temperature reading 78 degrees. Time for another look at traffic, and traffic this hour being brought to you by the Chrysler Summer Sales Drive. Westbound 70 at Highway 180. There's an accident. The left lane is blocked in one direction, and traffic is jamming back to Cypress. Eastbound 270 before 255, we have a report of an accident. Eastbound 70 between Highway 94 and the Blanchette Bridge, major road construction. Only the two left lanes are getting through at this time. Eastbound 44 between Pacific and Allenton. All roadways are reopened following an accident overnight involving a tractor-trailer truck. No delays reported. That has been cleaned up now. Eastbound 40 at McKnight, all roadways are reopened. Debris from an earlier accident has been cleared from the pavement. Traffic is jamming up at Ballas, however. Employee pricing is a good idea, but with vehicles like this, it's pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowances on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer, for more details. Taking a look at the WGNU weather forecast, we're calling for hot and humid conditions today. We should have a high of around 95 to 98, but the heat index will be around 103 or 105. So be very careful if you have to be outdoors today. And we have a red air quality day today. If you have breathing problems, you are advised to stay indoors. Our temperature reading here at WGNU is 78 degrees. It's 8:33, and we'll get back to more of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown and her special guests right after this.
Do they play jazz in heaven? In New Orleans, we know they do.
If your family hasn't been to New Orleans, y'all haven't lived. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan your trip to Six Flags New Orleans, Audubon Zoo, Aquarium of the Americas, and more. Hop on the new Canal streetcar line, see gators up close, and roll in a riverboat down the mighty Mississippi. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today for great hotel rates and a free Good Times guide with more than $2,400 in coupons. And jazz up your family's next vacation in New Orleans.
You know if there's a paradise, it's an afternoon in Jackson Square. Cause if they play jazz in heaven, darling, it's standing room only up there.
NewOrleansOnline.com, happening every day.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Was it time you let me know what's real and going on below? But now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU is a long distance number. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. We are archived daily at whiterosesociety.org, and we are broadcast daily from Xenia to Zimbabwe at www.wgnu.net. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Our guest this morning, Al Norman of sprawlbusters.com, Josh Golan of Campaign for a Commercial Free Childhood. They are both part of an effort to make TIAA Craft Ethical Coalition to force the investment giant to divest itself from Walmart and from Coca-Cola. Gentlemen, welcome back, and let's get to a caller or two. Dimitri, good morning. You have a question for our guest.
Yes, I do. Good morning, Liz, and good morning to your guests. My apologies for what I'm about to say to you, because you're extending energies and working for the good of the American people, but
How could there be a but after that? But go ahead.
Well, the thing is that you are fighting skirmishes, the real, and winning a few battles, but the real war is the fact that these corporations and people are amassing such obscene wealth that they even challenge the government. So my feeling is that you should direct your energy to enacting some kind of law to prevent companies and people from accumulating such obscene wealth. And I'd like to point out the way the Russians dealt with the equivalent of Bill Gates. They put him in prison. I'll listen to your response, and thank you for listening to me. Thanks, Liz.
How one should direct their efforts. Al, how do you respond?
Well, of course, I happen to think that the five of the richest people in the world are the Walton families, one of them recently deceased. each of them worth about $18 billion. And I often say to workers at Walmart, who I have great respect for, these folks are just trying to make a living any way they know how, I tell them, look, you know, look around at your working conditions and at your paycheck that you get. Realize the fact that your hours aren't even guaranteed every week. You might come to the middle of the week and find your hours cut because sales are down at your store. Look at your situation and then look at Alice Walton or Helen Walton or Jim Walton. Look at their multi-billion dollars and ask yourself, when do the people who made this fortune get their share of it? In one of my books, I quoted the writer Balzac, who said, behind every great fortune is a crime.
Mm.
So I think there are plenty of people in this country who consider obscene wealth that has floated to the top of the Walmart Corporation to be a form of social crime. I certainly do. I certainly think that the principals who have amassed this wealth owe it back to the people who made them wealthy, and that they certainly can afford to pay them a decent wage. They can certainly afford to give them decent health care, life insurance, and other benefits to make them a model corporation instead of the most reviled corporation in America. So I agree with the caller. I think the solution is a little unrealistic, but I think there's a practical way of dealing with this, which is to help the workers in that company get organized, to help them fight for their rights to a decent wage, and to say that all the money will not accumulate in four or five hands.
Well, Josh, Franklin Roosevelt attempted to pass the maximum income law instead of the minimum or the maximum wage law as opposed to the minimum wage law, and he was unsuccessful in doing that. Should we be focusing or should there be more emphasis on changing the law that allowed these corporations to have more rights than individuals do?
I absolutely think that needs to be part of the effort. I mean, I think that the biggest problem this country is facing right now is the unchecked rise of corporate power and its influence over politics and public health and labor and the environment, and just, you know, every aspect of our lives is right now being subsumed to the unchecked rise of corporate power. I mean, I don't know. I know there is a lot of people who are upset about executive compensation, and I think that's one aspect of it. But I think there's a lot of aspects to this story, and I think we need to be fighting this on a number of fronts. That's why we have this coalition to influence TIA CREF. But Al and I are part of other efforts to influence Walmart, to influence Coca-Cola. So I think these corporations have amassed so much power and are so big that we need to really be attacking them on a number of fronts.
And I agree with both of you, but I also can't help but think that it feels like over the last 30 years or so that there has been a relentless and some would say successful campaign to kind of make people unwilling to engage in the efforts that took place in the 60s, the real fights in the streets that took place to challenge, to speak truth to power, to challenge authority, that people are more interested in kind of the mantra that came out of the one movie, Wall Street, greed is good, that people are so fixated upon the bling-bling and getting and the consumerism. I mean, there's a consumerism today that wasn't here 30 years ago that there are going to be a couple of battles we're fighting, a battle to re-educate the people that are fixated on the consumerism and getting the consumerism at any cost, and the battle to address and to expose and to eliminate the rise of corporate power. Don't you think, gentlemen?
Well, I do think, though, that there has been a change in the past few years. I think there's been a real rise in activism in the past few years. I mean, the most notable example is the unprecedented opposition to the Iraq War before it even started.
Okay.
But if you look at what's going on college campuses right now, with the anti-sweatshop movement, with there's a group called the Campaign to Stop Kill the Coke that's part of our coalition that has done a wonderful job of organizing students and students organizing themselves to kick Coke off of college campuses.
Okay.
I really think that there's been, yes, we are, awash in consumerism, and yes, some people are, are glued to the TV and not taking to the streets, but there, I think there has been a real turn in activism, and I think things are starting to change.
Let me get to another caller here. You have a question or comment for our guest.
Good morning to you and your guest. This is really something. Liz, you have a good show. I just got done reading an article that suggested that we outsource the executives. They had the comparison of the wages compared to Japanese management and American management and Indian management and American management. And we don't have enough time to go into it, all the figures, but they had it broke down, like as if, we'll say, if a Japanese executive gets $385,000, one in America was getting $2.5
million. Outsource them.
And this is great, and this fits in right with what I just got done reading. It said, let's outsource our executives, and we'll save even more money. Have a good week, folks.
Thanks for your call. I like it. I like it.
One of the things about that outsourcing business is that there's been a lot written recently about Walmart's greatest market opportunities, and ironically, it's not in this country anymore because they haven't helped us. They've saturated our landscape so badly with their stores every 5 miles. I mean, look at what they did in Maplewood, which is just unbelievable, the taking of homes and the destroying of homes to build a superstore. But the biggest opportunity for Walmart financially lies in China, ironically, which is the source of much of their cheap merchandise. I like to say that Walmart is addicted to Chinese takeout, but actually their largest opportunity now is in the People's Republic of China, and unfortunately, folks there are much less sophisticated now than in this country. It took this country really 10 or 15 years to realize that you could fight these corporations at the local level and sometimes win, and now we're finding these battles all over, from Montana to Missouri. People are rising up and fighting against these stores when they're proposed, and sometimes delaying them a year or two or beating them. But the biggest prize for Walmart now isn't even America. It's looking at places like China.
And in all fairness to Walmart, they are going to allow unions to take place in China, although they're run by the government.
Well, they don't. Actually, Liz, they don't have a choice. The Chinese government told them, either you create a union or at your stores, or you're out of here. But the fact is that the Chinese union is very different than the workers' rights unions of the U.S.
The
unions there are more representatives of the government, and they don't really fight for workers' rights. So it wasn't much of a concession on Walmart's part, and it certainly isn't going to change the dynamics of people being poorly paid and poorly benefited.
But doesn't it make sense that the one time that Walmart decides or is forced to do a union, it's a union not in the true sense of a union.
Right, of course.
Sam
Walton would be turning in his grave if somebody told him that Walmart agreed to accept the union anywhere. But what they did in China was a business decision. They had no choice. And it's really not going to affect their bottom line, so they don't care.
That's it. They don't care. We're going to take another break, folks. I am talking to Al Norman of Sprawl-Busters.com and Josh Golan of Campaign for Commercial Free Childhood. Gentlemen, when we come back, we will talk about what is specifically being asked and demanded from TIAA Kreft. When we come back, I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
And a rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop. And my faith will see me through.
The St. Louis Comic Book Show takes place on Sunday, July 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shrewsbury American Legion Post, 7300 Lansdowne. The show is your opportunity to buy, sell, and trade collectible comics, cards, toys, and action figures. Admission is $2. To find out more, call 314-544-2812. Something for comic book fans from WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Baghdad. Citizens in Iraq are getting so fed up with the constant suicide attacks that they have now begun barricading themselves in their homes and are starting to form their own militias because they've lost confidence in the ability of the Iraqi police and other security forces to keep the peace. A member of the new parliament has called for militias to be created because of the failure of the defense and interior ministries to make the country secure. At least two Shiite political movements have already formed powerful armies. In one section of Baghdad, a neighborhood watch program has been started, and armed members walk the streets from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. watching for trouble. Residents of other areas have blocked off streets to try and discourage the car bombings. And Dateline Lagos. A horrible crisis is developing in the southern portion of the country of Niger. About 3.5 million people are facing food shortages, and tens of thousands of children are in the advanced stages of starvation. A drought is also underway, and a locust plague has destroyed many of the foods that were harvested from last year. Niger is a vast desert country and one of the poorest on the planet. World aid agencies say the hunger in Niger was predicted last year, but an organized response has started way too late. This is your wake-up call global news update. New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Jack shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU is my toll-free long-distance number. We're talking about a coalition of people that have come together to try to make TIAA craft responsible, socially responsible. It's an effort to get them to divest itself from Walmart and from Coca-Cola. Josh, talk to us about the specific demands that are being made of TIAA craft.
Sure. So just to make clear, we are a coalition of a number of different groups, and each group that joins the coalition has a target company that they're concerned about.
Okay.
So you've heard about the Walmart campaign and the Coke campaign. In addition to that, we're also asking TIAA Craft to divest from Nike because of their overseas sweatshops, Unocal because of their business ventures with Burma's brutal government, Philip Morris or Altria, which is responsible for the leading brand Marlboro of cigarettes.
Wait a minute. Philip Morrow is part of TIAA Craft?
Yes, they're not in their so-called social choice account, but they are in the regular accounts. The 98% of investments that Al talked about before includes Philip Morris. So that's your investing for the greater good.
Wow. So what is it that you're asking them to do?
We are asking them to pressure these companies to change their ways under the threat of divestment. And in the specific case of Coca-Cola, we are asking them as a first step of pressuring them to take them out of the social choice account so that Coke can no longer hide under that veneer of social responsibility.
And with regard to Walmart, Al, what are we asking?
Well, I have a number of things, but there are three major changes I'd like to see them make, all of which they would reject and ultimately leave TIAA Craft having to take some action like divestment. But number one, I think they need to significantly improve their labor relation record in the United States with providing workers with decent health care and fringe benefits, allowing labor organization if the workers want to organize, and to stop the sort of repressive retaliation that they impose on workers who even breathe the concept of unionization. Secondly, they need to clean up their sweatshop procurements by allowing independent inspections of their factories and create a much more rigorous process for protecting the workers who make their products and assuring that they're paid a decent wage with benefits. And thirdly, I think they need to clean up their environmental record. In the U.S., they could start by tearing down the 356 dead stores they have on the market today, the 28 million square feet of dead space, but also coming up with more environmentally responsible ways of building stores instead of squandering 20 or 30 acres at a time with these huge concrete monuments to themselves. They could start looking at more appropriate design, smaller stores, and work with communities instead of fight them.
And are we seeing any movement? Are we seeing that the effort is having an impact on TIA Craft?
Well, I'll start, and Josh, you can pick up. I think that from what I heard yesterday was the shareholders meeting in New York, and there were representatives from our coalition there speaking on the floor. There were about 150 stockholders there, and from the press release that TIA Craft put out, it's almost like a footnote for them. They said their CEO said we're going to set a new standard and give our investors an open choice of world class products. Well, that's code word for companies like Coke and Walmart. World-class products. And then at the end of their press release, there's just this one-liner that says that Kraft would continue discussions on, quote, how best to expand its socially responsible commitment, which, of course, they can't do worse than they're doing now, so that's a pretty safe statement. So I would say, in my opinion, I don't know what Josh would think, but in my opinion, the teachers haven't learned their lesson yet.
Jones. Yeah, I would absolutely agree with what Al just said, and I think that's why, you know, it's really important that we keep up the pressure. And if any of your listeners, as I'm sure they do, have TIA Cref accounts, they can call TIA Cref and you know, ask them why are they investing in these companies? Why is Coke in the Social Choice account? Why do they have stock in Walmart? I think that's one of the most important things is if we can get the investors in these accounts to really start pressuring TIA Craft, which we have been doing, but to really increase that pressure, I think that's the only chance we have to get TIA Craft to change.
And again, to be clear, who is TIAA Craft?
They are the nation's largest retirement fund. They're primarily held by teachers and people in the university system,
which makes this whole all of their positions really kind of foul. To think that teachers and educators would be part of would put money ahead of issues that harm children.
Yeah, I mean, and again, most people don't think about where their money is being invested in. So that's one thing that. It's important for people to think about, to take a look at annual reports to see what companies their money is actually invested in. And when they do things, you know, it's easy to think, oh, I'm checking the Social Choice account. My job is done. But you need to do more than that. You need to actually see what's in that Social Choice account because that's really just there to make you feel good about yourself. It's not really a social choice.
And we're talking about a whole lot of money, aren't we, Al?
We're talking about $350 billion, which is a whole lot of money. And, Liz, if your listeners are at all motivated to teach a lesson to TIA Craft and get them to get their house in order, they have a toll-free number, 1-800-842-2776. You can call that from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And they have a website, tiaa-craft.org. Listeners could certainly express their opinions at both of those outlets to let them know that they should dump their Coke stock and dump their Walmart stock and set a good lesson for the rest of the corporate investment world that we should be 100% socially responsible and not invest in companies that hurt communities and hurt people.
Particularly teachers should be, you know. Teachers
should lead the way.
Absolutely. Teachers should be teaching. You know,
yep.
Just because you're tired doesn't mean that you're not a teacher anymore. And in examining the places where TIAA, CREF, are investing in companies, there are some good companies that they're investing in, and those companies shouldn't want to be associated with bad companies either, should they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's what I say about we have an enormous tolerance for social irresponsibility in the investment community. Here we have a teacher's pension fund saying publicly that we're investing for the greater good, and yet is willing to invest in companies that they won't consider to be socially responsible. So we won't put them in their social choice fund, and that makes up by far, you know, the large percentage of where they're putting their money. So they are telling people that the lesson plan here is it's okay to be socially irresponsible. It's okay
as long as you're making money
to invest money in people who are doing bad things. And we don't care where these shirts come from. We don't care where it's like saying to a farm worker, we don't care where strawberries come from. If you're hit with pesticide, or a coal worker, we don't care how many people die in the mines as long as we can get our coal for our fire plants. It's just irresponsible.
It is.
And in this day and age, it's really amazing that crap has gotten away with it.
It really is. When you think about teachers living the rest of their lives off of their pension funds from companies that are destroying the lives of children, that are making children obese, that are making children's teeth fall out of their mouths, it's really kind of appalling.
Yeah, it's really appalling, and as I said, I think it's something that people just aren't aware of. I don't think that I think if most teachers knew where their money was going, I think they would be
very angry. Yeah. Can we get that number again where people can call?
Yes, if I can find it again. the number is 1-800-842-2776, and the website is TIAA-CREF.org, and the CREF stands for College Retirement Equities Fund.
Josh Grolin, part of the group for the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood, and, of course, Al Norman, the author of Slam Dunking Walmart and The Case Against Walmart, and who Forbes magazine has called the Walmart's number one enemy. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the wake-up call this morning.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
Take care.
You too.
Bye. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, wake-up call. I'll be back in the next hour to take your calls and comments. Stay with me.
I'm 920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Clarissa Douglas. President Bush is urging senators to give Supreme Court nominee John Roberts a timely hearing.
We will push the process forward because he and I both agree that it's important that he be sworn in prior to the court reconvening in October.
Former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson, chosen by the president to shepherd Roberts through the confirmation process, admits abortion will be the hot-button issue during the hearings. Abortion advocates who rallied this morning outside the Supreme Court would agree.
2, 4, 6, 8, 6, 0, it's not too late. 2, 4, 6.
Senate Judiciary Committee member Dick Durbin of Illinois warns Democrats will demand straight answers from Judge Roberts on the abortion issue. South Texas was spared a direct hit by Hurricane Emily this morning, but the area is still taking a beating from strong winds and rain. ABC's Jim Ryan reports from South Padre Island.
A quick drive down the main drag here in South Padre Island reveals some property damage from Hurricane Emily. I've seen a sign that was blown down off the top of a building, and the streets are quickly filling with palm fronds. Somehow, though, the electricity here on the main street is still on.
Meanwhile, this will be another day of scorching heat from much of the west to the mid-Atlantic region. Saudi Arabia's veteran ambassador to the United States is stepping down.
While Middle East observers mull over the significance and motivation behind the move, Prince Bandar bin Sultan has resigned for, quote, personal reasons. He's been a part of the Washington scene for more than two decades. According to the foreign ministry in Riyadh, King Fahd has decided to fill the post with the current ambassador in London and former intelligence chief, Prince Turkay Al-Faisal.
ABC's Tom Rivers at the foreign desk in London. ABC News Money Scope on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is down 37 at 10,608. The Nasdaq is down 9 points at 2164. This is ABC News.
If you're looking for a way to treat frequent heartburn, why not ask your doctor for his opinion? Then maybe go get a second opinion. even a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, an eighth, we're willing to bet you'll hear Prilosec OTC quite a bit. Because now doctors and pharmacists are recommending Prilosec OTC more than any other OTC acid reducer. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief, based on sheriff recommendations.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
A federal study shows Hispanic youngsters are less likely than other kids to have health insurance. ABC's Chuck Sievertson takes a look.
Changing demographics could magnify the problem, according to the federal agencies contributing to the report. It estimates by the year 2020, nearly one in four American children will be Hispanic, compared to fewer than one in five today. The report says the rising number could help lower the rate of teen smoking, but raise the rate of teen pregnancy. It says Hispanic children are more likely to live in poverty and be overweight. The percentage of Hispanic kids considered in very good or excellent health improved, but the percentages for blacks and whites are higher. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.
In Wisconsin, a fire at a tire recycling plant is burning itself out. About 6 acres of tires were in flames last night, with about 30 tanker trucks spraying water on the fire. Local officials say the situation's a little worse today because a low-pressure weather system is keeping the smoke closer to the ground. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, former Missouri House Speaker Catherine Hanaway is the new U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri. Hanaway was sworn in yesterday on an interim basis, pending Senate confirmation. Before being nominated to the U.S. Attorney's post, Hanaway served as the first woman speaker of the State House. Most recently, she lost the Missouri Secretary of State's race to Robin Carnahan. Hanaway replaces former interim U.S. Attorney James Martin, who resigned. The head of the city's largest homeless shelter is disputing city officials' claims that a significant percentage of homeless people seeking services don't live in the city of St. Louis. The Reverend Larry Rice is the director of the New Life Evangelistic Center, and he says figures released by the city's Department of Human Services are distorted.
We see that 90% of the women and children that we have coming to us are from the city of St. Louis, and better than 85% of the men.
Rice says the figures released by the city are part of their continued war against the homeless. Data released from the city indicates that in 2004, 53% of homeless hotline calls for services and 55% of homeless hotline calls regarding shelters came from people in the city of St. Louis. 47% of homeless hotline calls for services and 45% of the calls for shelters came from St. Louis County and the surrounding regions. Rams fans that don't have tickets already still have a chance to see their team in action this coming season. A limited number of single-game seats will go on sale this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Fans can get their tickets at area Ticketmaster outlets, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 314-421-4400. Single-game tickets range from $44 to $85, while a limited number of flex plans are still available until Friday on the Rams' official website. Training camp opens a week from tomorrow at Rams Park, and the preseason opener is set for August 12th against the Chicago Bears at the Edward Jones Dome, where the Rams have sold out 85 straight games. Finally this hour, singing along while driving is a safe thing to do. New research shows that drivers who sing along to music while behind the wheel fall asleep less and concentrate more. The theory is that singing stimulates the mind and body, which cuts down on fatigue and boosts alertness. Music is also considered to be a more effective means of staying aware while driving as compared to talk radio. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Fazoli's. Fazoli's is 15.
To celebrate, get a 15-cent kids meal, freezy or chocolate chunk cookie when you build your own pasta, or get a cheese or pepperoni My Pizza. For a limited time, only at Fazoli's. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
9:07 is the time here at WGNU. We have 82 degrees now in the Gateway City. Here's a look at traffic, and traffic this hour being brought to you by McDonald's. Eastbound 270 is closed between 111 and 255 on the east side, and that's due to an accident. Again, that's eastbound 270 between Highway 111 and 255, closed due to an accident. Westbound 70 at Highway 180, St. Charles Rock Road, there's an accident, but traffic is jamming up through Cypress. Eastbound 44 between the Chrysler plant and Big Bend is normal volume right now. Northbound 270 at Highway Interstate 44, traffic is on the go. Westbound 255 between the JB Bridge and Interstate 5570, no problems to report. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight, it's slow due to an earlier accident. Northbound 55 between Union Road and Grabois is on the go. Some construction notes to make mention of now. I-44 between mile marker 203 and 214 through Cuba, Missouri. Traffic is in one lane both directions due to construction. Highway 367 closed over Moline Creek until August to replace the bridge. The southbound detour is west on 270 to New Halls Ferry South. Northbound detour is north on Halls Ferry to 270 East. And southbound Highway 67, that's Kirkwood Road between Big Bend and Highway 366, which is Watson Road. Maintenance operations have various lanes closed there. And in both directions, I-44 at Jameson, bridge operations are making lane closures necessary there. Look for the spotlights at McDonald's and get a free medium fry when you buy a Big Mac sandwich at the spotlight locations. Celebrate Big Mac spotlight nights at McDonald's. I'm loving it. WGNU News Time 9:09, the weather forecast for the WGNU listening area, calling for it to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. High temperature in the mid-90s, but the heat index will be around 103 to 105 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-70s, but the heat index will remain above 100 degrees tonight. Tomorrow it'll be hot and humid with a chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Tomorrow, high in the mid-90s, the heat index again at least 105 degrees. Our current temperature reading here at WGNU is 83 degrees. And we do want to remind you that if you would like to spend the day at a cooling center in Missouri, you can find the locations by calling 1-800-392-0210. Or in the state of Illinois, call 1-800-252-8966. That's the number you can call to find out your nearest cooling center. WGNU News Time is 9:10. We'll be getting back to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown with your calls and comments, but right now it's time for a check on the Healthy Family.
Family with Julie Anderson, sponsored by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, asking you to put out that cigarette before it becomes a deadly habit. To learn more, call 800-575-7480.
Pets can spread a lot of love, but they can also spread sickness in your family. The bottom line is, your pet can make you sick. But that doesn't mean you have to get rid of it. You just need to be careful. More coming up on The Healthy Family.
Arsenic, rubber cement, ammonia, and formaldehyde, which is used to embalm dead bodies. I'll bet you didn't know this, but in addition to nicotine, cigarettes contain these toxic ingredients. Cigarettes don't just harm the smoker, but also affect non-smokers. Smoking-related diseases claim an estimated 430,000 American lives each year. By contrast, almost 57,000 Americans lost their lives during the Vietnam War. So, do you still want that cigarette? Is that your final answer? A message from the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse.
When you talk to your kids, you have to remember they're not miniature adults. They're kids, just kids. Gum-chewing, mess-making, goofy kids. So let them be kids. Now, we're the parents. We keep them away from violent TV and video games. And spend some time with the children, you know. Remember, they'll be taking care of you when you're old someday. After all, what goes around comes around.
For more information, call 1-800-CHILDREN.
My son loves our two dogs, Tessa and Rocky. playing with them makes him happy. In fact, studies show that being with your pet can lower your heart rate and blood pressure. Elderly people have been shown to live longer and become more alert when they have a pet around to love. But many animal diseases can be passed on to humans, and that's no fun. People can get kennel cough from a dog, so don't let Fido lick your mouth. Your cat's litter can give you toxoplasmosis, especially dangerous to pregnant women and people with compromised immune systems. Birds can pass on a sickness which causes flu-like symptoms in humans. Worms in cats and dogs are common, and they can contaminate you. Eggs from the parasites can get on clothing, furniture, and even be picked up by bare feet. Hookworm infection in people shows up as a skin rash. Roundworm infection produces fever, stomach pain, coughing, and can cause vision and neurological problems. Most of these pet-to-human sicknesses, though, can be treated successfully with antibiotics and other medicines. But ick, why not try to prevent them? Your pets should be groomed often, and you should always wash your hands after handling them and cleaning up their messes. If you or someone in your family is sick, make sure your doctor knows you have pets. A good veterinarian who does regular health checkups and has clean facilities can be a partner in your fight against pet-spread sicknesses in your family. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
The Healthy Family with Julie Anderson, brought to you by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse. Learn more about today's topic by visiting us online at HealthyFamilyRadio.com.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip, stop at Sears first, and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Medicare would be a lot better if you qualified not by how old you are, but by how old you feel.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell the brothers, tell the sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell the brothers, tell the sisters.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. I just got to say, I'm torn. I really am. I am torn on this particular issue. I am torn. I've got this article, and I'm torn of how I feel, how I should feel about this. Looking at the world globally, looking at the world, and the impact of dropping pebbles into water means that ripples eventually hit the shore. There is an impact when you drop a pebble in the water. So as I read this article out of Oakland from yesterday, I'm torn about how I feel about it. Oakland. Former Black Panthers are hoping the phrase "burn, baby, burn" will help their nonprofit organization make a new product, hot sauce. The Huey P. Newton Foundation, named for the co-founder of the 1960s Black Panthers group, is seeking to trademark the phrase that for many brings to mind the racially charged 1965 Watts riots in Los Angeles. They're introducing a new line of hot sauce, Burn Baby Burn, a taste of the 60s revolutionary hot sauce. It's aimed at, and I quote, anyone who wants to have an extra savory boost to their food. That's the executive director and original Black Panther, David Hilliard. That's what he said in an interview. The hot sauce is another way to raise money and bring attention to the Huey Newton Foundation. We are trying to turn the tide of violence and educate young people through our work. The foundation plans to produce its own salsa as well as a clothing line called Spirit of the 60s. They said that they hope to start selling the spicy condiment later this year to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the 1966 founding of the Black Panther Party. I'm troubled by this. I'm troubled by this. Burn, baby, burn. Hot sauce. Coming out of the Huey P. Newton Foundation to raise money. Now, the pebble that is being dropped into the water, the pebble that's being dropped into the lake, the pebble that's being dropped. I don't know whether it's a pebble. I don't know whether it's a stone. I don't know whether it's a boulder. I don't know. But I am concerned because of what it minimizes, what it's kind of like that Martin Luther King issues being reduced down into the I Have a Dream speech. When really, the reason he was killed wasn't because he said, I have a dream. He was killed because he said, I see the world for what it is. I have a reality. He took a stance against the war. He was organizing poor people to have boycotts of
garbage workers. He it wasn't because he had a dream that he was killed. It was because he had a reality check for the nation. So to see Martin Luther King's issues reduced into "I have a dream that that little black children, white children hold hands," no, that's not why he was here. That's not what he did, and that wasn't his dream. What do we do to the story of the of what gave birth to the Black Panther movement when we reduce the memory of it into a hot sauce? Anybody that wants to have an extra savory boost to their food, a taste of the 60s revolutionary hot sauce, burn, baby, burn. What does that do? What does that do? How are we impacted by that? And then the other piece of this is the whole, Jesus, God, I mean, I don't know. Is it just about commercializing everything? Everything is for sale. And everything is for sale for the wrong reasons. And everything that is for sale is also does something else. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Ooh, we have much to talk about. 454-600-454-6609 is my fax. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. You can also check out my website at lizbrown.com, L-I-Z-Z-Brown.com. We're launching the website on August 1st. I'm so excited. Going to have some blog stuff in it. Going to have all kinds of fun stuff in it. We've got a couple of guest writers for the website. It's going to rock. It's going to rock if I do say so myself. I'm looking forward to it on August 1st. So put it on your calendar. You'll be able to find out about our blanket drive. You'll be able to find out about so many things. The website is lizbrown.com, launching on August 1st, 2005. Burn, baby, burn. Hot sauce. Hot sauce. William, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes.
I want born to buy David Koresh wood-burning nightlight for my house if they start selling those.
Wood-burning nightlight?
Yeah, wood-burning, you know. A nightlight for at night when you want to walk around in the house at night.
You would buy that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. I just heard on your radio news that Bandar, which was the Saudi ambassador to the United States, he just resigned. And he said he resigned for social reasons. I'm just wondering, would that social reason be Michael Moore's docudrama on Fahrenheit 9/11? Because he was totally exposed as being a crook. And he is so tight with the Bushies that they named him Bandar Bush. So I think all that publicity he received made him want to resign. And I also wanted to comment on your excellent feature, the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. It's just, the information, we couldn't get it anywhere else. And I wanted to focus on the engineers and when they were protesting down there in front of the Board of Education. And I guess Craig Williams was irate and came out and made a big scene. And the point I want to make is when he called down to and talked to, I guess, I'm just apparently he talked to the mayor. And the mayor, I guess one of the protesters was parked on the street there, legally parked. And the mayor sent out some city workers to take down the signs that were there and put up no parking signs. Now, that should be a crime. I mean, that's like somewhere in Nazi Germany, Cloudville, that they would do something like that. I mean, that's, like you've always said, and I've repeated it, there are no rules, but that should be a rule.
What did you say, Cloudville?
Huh?
What did you say, Cloudville?
Cloudville.
Oh, that's not fair.
No.
That's not fair.
That's what they used to call them, Cloudvilles and Jerry's.
Yeah, well, all
it's
right.
It's true.
Well, that's what, simply because people call people offensive names, German people offensive names, doesn't make it right. Calling somebody a Nazi is a different thing than doing the other thing.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
I wanted to also say that the unions, you shouldn't stand for that. I remember the time when it would be by any means necessary that you would get your rights. And take, look at what they did in Iraq. They formed a union at the point of being threatened with death.
There you go. Thanks
and they
for
found
your
their own union. And I want to close with taxation without representation.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And again, email me at Liz Brown, revolution at LizBrown.com. That's revolution at LizBrown.com. And also, check out the website, LizBrown.com. We're going to, let's take a break. Let's take a break right now. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to do.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loves the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Hi, I'm Charles Gear.
And I'm Laurie Falkerson.
With the best of everything WGNU, Sounding Board, Thursday mornings at 10:05.
We take your comments on whatever's on your mind.
With an informative and entertaining guest every now and then.
It's your opportunity to sound off.
That's why it's called Sounding Board, the best of everything WGNU.
Join me, Laurie Falkerson.
And me, Charles Gear, for Sounding Board, the Thursday morning edition of The Party Line at 10:05.
On Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920. WGNU online at WGNU.net.
Visit the Columbia Bottom Conservation Area at 801 Strodman Road in St. Louis for a wildflower walk on Saturday, July 23rd from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Join us to explore the wildflowers and grasses found on the prairie at the conservation area. To find out more, call 314-877-6014. Something wild to do from WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And the toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling. Ms. Brown, don't we have a Board of Health department? You know, I was listening to the schools. Don't they have a Board of Health that can go on in the schools and check this out? They don't do that anymore?
Who is the person that has authority over the Board of Health?
Oh, my goodness. It's the mayor, isn't it?
Well, it's not the mayor. It's Francis Slay. And one of the things that to point to, remember, we had children that had food poisoning.
Yeah, no, right.
And
mm-hmm.
and whatever became of that?
No, the Board of Health did not go in.
Well, no, they went in, but they never came back with any findings.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ms. Ruth.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and the toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. George W. Bush has picked John G. Roberts, a native of Western New York, to the Supreme Court. He is 50 years old. Liberals and conservative groups have been lining up for a battle over him. Nothing is forthcoming yet in terms of what the issues are with regard to this individual, Roberts. But what is interesting is the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee has said that Roberts will be thoroughly questioned in the upcoming hearings. Schumer voted against Roberts when he was attempting to get to the appeals court because Roberts refused to answer some of the questions that he was asked. For example, he declined to name three high court opinions he disagreed with. Schumer has said that they need to know much more about Roberts' view and approach to the law. The issue and the cleverness of Roberts' decision or Roberts as a choice is that he has only a two-year-old paper trail from the appeals court. While working as a lawyer for the Reagan administration, Roberts co-wrote a brief saying that Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided and should be overturned. He wrote that with his own hands. Although in 2003, Roberts told senators that Roe was a matter of settled law that he would respect. Nehru issued a statement opposing his nomination. And, of course, the National Right to Life Committee issued a statement saying we support him. Also, Roberts wrote an opinion in 2003 where he questioned the use of the Endangered Species Act. He questioned the use of the Endangered Species Act. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We have much to talk about. Hakeem, good morning.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Hello?
I'm outstanding.
Well, that's good. I know you ain't forgot me, have you? Remember when I was down there with you on Schnooks?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to commend you on your program.
Okay.
The one you had this morning, where you was talking about them bombing the mosque. Some of bombing the Muslim mosque, and the one you had on there was real good. The one that I liked about the William Rodriguez.
Absolutely.
I mean, look, they never even talked about him.
That's right.
You know, they never even talked about him, and they continue to do what they're doing anyway. But the thing is, is that guy gonna bring that out anymore or what?
Is William Rodriguez going to bring it out anymore?
Yeah, I mean, is he gonna get it out any further than what he's got it to?
Oh, he's working on getting it out. He's doing a speaking tour across the country. Absolutely. And
right,
and for
yeah,
anybody that
good.
wants to listen to the show, they can go to White Rose Society, listen to last Thursday's show. WhiteRoseSociety.org. Go listen to that, and you'll hear exactly what we're talking about.
I just want to commend you on your good program. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Hakeem. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
And I'm just reminded of the fact that right after the last election, I allowed my membership to Planned Parenthood to lapse. And honestly, my reasoning is this. From what I can see, the women in America really don't care if they have a right to choose. They really don't, given who they allow to be elected.
Well, wait a minute. If we're going to look at what women are doing or what women think or what women feel, what was the breakdown? What was the percentage by which George Bush got into the White House? What was it? 50 to 48?
Something, yeah.
Okay,
something
it wasn't like 50, or it wasn't like 70 to 30. It wasn't like 80 to 20. It was 50 to 48, and we also, when you look at what happened in Ohio, it probably wasn't that either. So to draw a conclusion that people, at least the voting population, has said overwhelmingly that they support George W. Bush, that's not what the numbers indicate at all. In fact, the numbers indicate that there was quite a split in America about this. So,
well,
go ahead.
I understand. I just feel that if women were as, say, adamant the way NRA members are.
But not all, but all, not all Americans are NRA members. So clearly, to say that that the NRA way of thinking is the way of America, if you judge it by membership, most Americans are not in the NRA. What the NRA has more money than it has members, and that's what you hear talking, not people. You hear dollars talking.
I'm disheartened by the fact that, for example, right before the election, I talked to a woman. And I said to her, so in the 70s, you were pro-choice, right? And, by the way, this is a Republican woman. And she said, well, yes, I guess so. And I said, so you're trying to tell me that it does not matter to you that women of childbearing age not have the rights that you had in the 70s? And her remark to me just so perfectly framed the mindset of so many women. She said, well, I'm no longer of childbearing age, so it really doesn't apply to me.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying that you're throwing up your hands and giving up the ghost about an issue because of what one Republican woman stated about her opinion about it?
No, I guess what I'm saying is that I am dismayed that more women in this country, because I can remember when abortion was illegal.
I can remember
helping a friend of mine have to travel over 1,000 miles.
Then why would you throw your hands up? If you remember that, and if that matters to you, and if you understand the importance of that, why would you give up? I don't understand people that have been there, people that, you're no different than the woman, the Republican that you were talking to. She said that she gave up because it doesn't matter, it doesn't impact her life because she can't bear kids anymore, and you're giving up because you said you don't think that everybody believes as you do. You know, so both of you are giving up. And both of the, I think that that's irresponsible for anybody to give up on an issue that they know with their own eyes and ears is a responsible issue.
I just find it very, very odd, like I say, that, you know, it seems almost that women have amnesia in this country.
Don't,
as somebody that's...
Don't beat up on women. Don't beat up on women when you can't stand up for as a man and continue a path that you know is the right path to continue. Don't beat up on other people. Beat up on yourself, because you're the one that's given up.
Well, I know how I will still vote. And
but
I
you gave up on Planned Parenthood. And why do you think the NRA is as powerful as it is? It's powerful because it has money. And you've said, I'm not going to give an organization that needs the money, that advocates for an issue that you know is important, I'm just going to vote. Come on, that ain't enough. Come on.
Despair runs rampant.
Well, don't let it. You know, yeah, so does hatred, so does racism, so does sexism. It runs rampant, but that doesn't mean that you got to do it.
True that.
All right, now, thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much to talk about. Stay with me.
One time. Say, I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. About office, the crookedness, and it mingled with the good people we meet. Good friends we had, good friends we've lost.
Here's the star of the longest.
Dennis Yard, Anna Sandler, and Paul True. Glad to have you on Sports Overdrive. Why this film? Why this particular sports film?
I had no idea. My partner wanted to do it. And then the next thing I know, they wrote a script, and they were about to shoot it, and they were casting Paul Crew. And I said, well, if we're doing it, I'm playing Burt Reynolds.
Be honest. Is it about the craft, or is it about Tay Leone, Courtney Cox, Drew Barrymore, Julie Bowen, all the leading ladies? Come on.
Out of all the women I've worked with, Rock's been the best kisser.
Sports Overdrive, weeknights from 7 to 8 on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. The U.S. military is considering expanding the hunt for Iraqi insurgents into Syria. Officials have recently become aware of increasing activity of a Sunni insurgency network operating in the northern portion of Syria. A strike against it is being considered in order to disable its support into Iraq. One diplomat says the Syrians seem to be encouraging that activity, and the Bush administration is now convinced that diplomacy will not work. Fighters from a number of Mideast countries are flowing into the home base near a town called Aleppo, where they are going through training that's sponsored by Sunni factions that are linked to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who apparently heads the al-Qaeda in Iraq. And a Dateline Washington. Another crisis is facing American soldiers. The Army is running out of blank ammunition to conduct training exercises for recruits. It has also been disclosed that the Army suffered other equipment shortages earlier this year that included machine gun cleaning kits and practice rounds for grenade launchers. The shortage comes from a mistake made by the Defense Logistics Organization in anticipating how much would be needed over this summer. A leaked memo indicates the shortage will have a negative effect on field training, and so far an alternative has not been found, unless the Army makes the soldiers yell out, "Bang, bang." This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Points, heroes, points among princes. Tune in every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. The show called Roster Resolutions, only on Radio Free St. Louis, 920 on AM dial, WGNU. Also on the net at WGNU.net. 2 hours of classical roots reggae for the prophecies are told through musical instruments. Roster Resolutions.
And now, today's diary entry from the Girl Blog from Iraq.
I'm a computer science graduate. Before the war, I was working in an Iraqi database / software company located in Baghdad as a programmer and network administrator. Yes, yes, a geek. Every day I would climb 3 flights of stairs, enter the little office I shared with 1 female colleague and 2 males, start up my PC, and spend hours staring at little numbers and letters rolling across the screen. It was tedious, it was backbreaking, it was geeky, and it was wonderful. I came and went to work on my own. At 8 a.m., I'd walk in lugging a backpack filled with enough CDs, floppies, notebooks, chewed-on pens, paperclips, and screwdrivers to make Bill Gates proud. What I'm trying to say is that no matter what anyone heard, females in Iraq were a lot better off than females in other parts of the Arab world. In some parts of the Western world, we had equal salaries. We were doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers, professors, architects, programmers, and more.
Riverbend, the girl blog from Iraq, was a computer programmer before the war. Not anymore. In her diary of the occupation, she describes daily the new, confined way of life, especially for women amid the mayhem. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Speechless. See, I don't.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Let's listen to what folks are saying about this nominee of George W. Bush's. Let's start with, can we start with Schumer? Let's start with Schumer.
The burden is on a nominee to the Supreme Court to prove that he is worthy, not on the Senate to prove that he is unworthy.
What does that mean? What does that mean? That sounds like some political please don't make me fight type of attitude. I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds like it means that, could mean, we're too scared to fight, so we're gonna take it. Let's listen to what Pat Leahy says.
No one is entitled to a free pass to a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
All right, like that. That's fair. Not entitled to a free pass. And understand that what has been done with a lot of these nominees prior to this Supreme Court attempt, a lot of the nominees that have been made by George W. Bush, a man who should be impeached, by the way, have refused to answer questions, as Roberts has refused to answer some questions. And when you think about it, partisanship aside, sportsmen, sports-like fanatics aside, this is not a ball game. This is not, we're not talking about your boyfriend. We're not talking about your girlfriend. We're not talking about your mama. We're not talking about your daddy. We're talking about an individual who, with the stroke of a pen, black ink on white paper, can write a rule that changes the course of your life forever, and your children's lives, and your children's children's life. A stroke of their pen can determine whether or not we will protect turtles that are on the brink of extinction. A stroke of their pen has determined, that the government can come in and take your property because they want to build a Walmart. A stroke of their pen will decide whether or not you have protections as a worker, and those protections outweigh the business interest of a company. Your safety as a worker outweighs a business company's desire to make money. Their pen, their paper, their ink will decide that. So the issue is, the question is, are they then entitled to secrets on what they believe? How can you be entitled to a secrecy on what you believe if what you decide can impact my life? I'm entitled to know your business. I'm entitled to know everything about you, because your ink, your pen, your paper will decide my life. And you get this gig for the rest of your life. I pay you for the rest, so yes, I'm entitled to know your business. You don't get to keep secrets. Chris, good morning.
I'm just coming in on your topic, but are you referring to eminent domain?
I'm referring to the selection of the judge who will be the next Supreme Court justice. And one of the things that I said that we need to consider is the power that these individuals have, such as the power that the last Supreme Court made in their decision to decide that businesses can come in and take your property just for profit.
Absolutely. I was discussing the same matter with my wife this morning. And, you know, it's really just a bullying. It's a legal bullying. You know, because some.
Well, it's more than bullying, because bullying, sometimes all they want to do is smack you around. Gangsters want to smack you around and take your stuff.
And your life.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
So it's interesting, and you're absolutely correct in your statement. So I'll listen on to you tomorrow, because I couldn't really get you today. I had a lot of business to do, Liz.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
And let's hear that last person, Joe. We have one more quote on an elected official, a senator, I believe.
The last thing we need as a country, as a Senate, as a U.S. Supreme Court, is another 52-48 knockdown, drag-out vote.
So the issue here, the concern here is, are they scared? Are they scared to fight? We know that they made the compromise, but are they going to be too scared to fight? Are they going to be too frightened to stand up for a very important thing? And just let me say this. Allow me to say this as a personal note. As a member of a group of people, I am a woman of African descent. And I live in a community predominantly folks of African descent. And during every single election cycle, the Democrats come to my community. And I'm talking about every single presidential cycle. They come to my community and they tell people of African descent that you must vote. And you must vote Democratic, because the Republicans will be able to pick the Supreme Court justices if you don't vote Democratic. This is critical. This will change your life. This is the reason why they advocate and bang the drum, bang the get out and vote drum, consist of Supreme Court justice appointments. So, black folks have done what they're supposed to do during election cycles. They come out and they vote predominantly, mostly, exclusively, statistically in the majority, for Democrats. The least I expect of the Democrats is to carry their end of the bargain. We voted for you. Black folks voted for you. Voted for you because, or your guy. Voted for your guy. But a whole lot of people of African descent voted for their guy, John Kerry. Now, y'all need to get up and fight like you mean it. Because otherwise the conclusion is that, you know, I guess it's not that big of an issue. If you ain't going to fight, why would black folks fight on this issue? My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Tell you what, I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, you know the drill. Stay strong.
Nobody is going to give it to you.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made.
20 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
10 o'clock at Radio 920.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas. President Bush says we will push the process forward, referring to the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge John Roberts. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, tells reporters how he intends to handle it.
I believe that it is appropriate to ask about